last time on Paint It Black.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's been a thing lately.
I mean, like, yeah. Are you white?
Yes, he's a white guy. I'm delighted by the, like, he's about to say something fucked up, so he goes,
are you white?
No, I was about to say.
Brian, sex foil.
Sex foil, Dave could actually attest to this. It's the British word for being a cockblock. It's like, oh, you're a sex foil.
Sounds more Swedish than British.
Thank you, son. Can I tell you about the Kaiser? Like, yeah, sure.
Have a hard candy.
Jimmy, is that you?
Yeah, it is.
You're back from the war?
As the cops showed up to, like, check out the situation, he had already made off. He was gone. He was leaving.
Yep, kind of.
He was walking down the street.
And he was quoted as saying, do what diddy dum diddy do.
It actually stands for the American Pencil Collector Society.
Even lamer.
Who the fuck collects those?
I did.
Nerd.
Lost her dreams.
I was a nerd.
I collect pencils.
We used to break them.
And erasers.
I've got a special pocket just reserved for them.
I was captain of the cheerleading squad, so...
Until they found out that you collected pencils.
Is this serious? You guys collect pencils? What the fuck's wrong with you?
I did.
She did.
Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
I never know what to say when we come into the show. We should have a catchphrase.
Hello!
Like Morning Zoo?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Paint It Black podcast.
Welcome to Pete Berg and the Paint It Black Zoo.
Anything I can do to help, fellas.
Thanks for swooping in there. Anyway, I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Mm-hmm.
There's Lou.
Hey, what's up?
And joining us this week, you may know him better as Rise Like Phoenix from the A-Squad show. Dan's here.
For those of you who don't know me as Rise Like Phoenix, you're about to find out. I know you guys hate it.
It's just like incredibly long.
Well, it's some...
Lou, is this your first time with the Rise
No,
like
but... It's this gay-ass love ballad.
Best of all time. Best of all time.
You managed to put together a compilation of songs
hot.
I've never heard of.
Yes. Who knew Phoenix
You're
was
so good? You're so in a loose smoking hot.
Damn.
I was like, Phoenix, loose smoking hot.
You don't have to add that in.
I love in that ode to his own ego, you managed to slide that in.
I thought you just played, like, the next clip in your stuff for a second. I was like, why'd you make that clip, Dan?
Nah, man.
It's because he stands by it, Brian. Yeah.
You know, I'm sad. You know, now that A-Squad's gone, I mean, we're between shows. We're going to do a new one. We're going to be debuting. But I think I'm going to have to retire that clip for the new one.
You'll figure out how to sandwich it in somehow, I'm sure.
You'll find a bunch of songs that feature the name Dan in it.
Maybe.
And make a montage.
Yeah, maybe.
It's okay. What are you thinking for the new thing?
You know, there's plenty of people out there, and especially with you guys, I listen to your guys' podcasts all the time, and, you know, there's a lot of stupid people out there, and I think we're going to try to attempt to teach people how to act.
How
you
to
know,
act.
Yeah, cell phones away in your movie, you know, just try and get people less punched in the face, you know what I'm saying? Less punches in the haymakers being thrown at people's noses.
I like it. Courtesy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Teaching common courtesy.
Maybe we'll get Dave on there, man. I like that. That guy last.
Get the British
class.
Guy?
Yeah, a little class.
If anybody knows politeness, it's the Brits.
He could definitely be a rude dick, but like if you said it in his voice, you could definitely be like, well, he's probably right. You know, he sounds very proper.
Right. With well, maybe we'll do a podcast on how to teach people to talk in an English accent.
Look, with that accent, I mean, he could have been really dumb last week. I don't know. He sounded like a genius to me.
He did.
Everything sounds smarter through that accent.
Lou can't do a good British accent except for when he's going, hello, mother. Like,
just the Jillian voice.
Yeah.
He does that one really good.
I liked your Swedish voice last week.
Sound like the chef from the Muppets.
Borg, Borg, Borg. I'm not Mr. Voice, man. It's not my thing. I got the one retarded guy that plays piano. That's my thing.
You got him.
You got Randy Newman.
Randy Newman.
You've got Miss Piggy. Do you want a karate chop?
Yeah, you get that one. That's good.
And you got the Yay, the Muppet Yay.
Yeah.
Yay!
It's a nondescript Muppet.
Just the one. It's Kermit. What are you talking about? Voice guy myself. Who else does that in the Muppets? It's not like all of them are like, yay!
I'm just saying, it's... All right, it doesn't sound
like Kermit. He doesn't own that. Kermit. Anyone can yell yay.
No, he's the only one that does that shit. Hey, you know the Muppet just run around going, yay!
Fozzie does it.
No.
He goes waka.
He goes waka waka, bro.
Prove he doesn't.
No. He's looking for his puppet right now.
I was just looking at Fozzie arbitrarily.
Puppies right, the puppets right there.
You guys want to do some news?
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Let's do that.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Pack Studios, here is the news.
We'll start off this week in Japan. Because everything good comes out of Japan.
Meh.
Well, everything weird.
Yeah.
They're really good at weird.
Everything's sexually weird.
Speaking of.
All right.
Boyfriend rental for the ladies. They can now rent boyfriends.
One guy fits all over there.
They introduced this on a morning show, and the subtitle in the show read, "This is the time when you can also buy a boyfriend with money."
That's, I'm sure that's a translation of it.
As opposed to America, where you could always buy a girlfriend with money.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have that. They have the girlfriend rental service in Japan, too, where basically you're paying for the girlfriend experience. It's a non-sex thing.
Who the fuck wants that?
Yeah.
Wants to nag at you for hanging out with your friend?
Right. She gonna make me do my own dishes? I don't want to do that.
Well, can you yell at me for a couple of hours while trying to watch the game, honey?
No, just sit in the corner and give me these shitty looks.
Can you talk all the way through the movie about the plot of the movie we're watching?
Can you sit with me at the bar with all my friends? I'm going out with my friends. Can you just sit next to me and have me cut what I'm really going to say and just edit my whole night?
Do me a favor and shake your head disapprovingly at everything I say.
Wow.
Lou can't say much because his girl actually listens to the show.
I know, man. That's I love that true. My wife.
Our number one fan, Courtney's like, yeah. You better not say a fucking right. thing.
I came home.
Can you be the love of my fucking life?
Yeah. Lou, say more sweet things and edit it together.
I came home.
At least get yourself laid
sand.
Out of this.
Covered in sand. I cut out early from work. And I went straight to the beach. And my wife's like, oh, why'd you go... covered in sand. I was like, oh, I was laying on the ground. I was doing a transform. And she's like, in sand? I was like, yup.
Why do you smell of tanning oil?
Yeah, whatever. And... I can tell that story, though. She doesn't listen.
Smell like the beach. So, yeah.
Back to the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, previously, they've also had a rent an old man service, which I don't know what that is, but it's $10 an hour.
Why are they renting people?
Well, these are for lonely folk. This renting of, I'll put it in the, they give all the dollar values here. I'll keep it strictly in U.S. dollars so that you can understand what we're going for here.
Nah, do it in yen.
Do you want yen? I got yen.
No, fuck it.
What do you think? I don't understand yen.
Well, for 5,000 yen, you get
which
an hour.
Which is what in dollars?
Like 30 bucks.
40 bucks. You get, that's called fresh. That's for an hour of this guy's time. For regular, that's 48 bucks. And for special treatment, it's $56 an hour.
What's, was he going to blow you for that? Like.
I think it's treatment. More of the activities that you do.
Bury him? The old man? Like
no, this is for the boyfriend.
Oh, this is for the boyfriend?
Yeah.
I thought you were about the old man.
I thought it was the old man,
that was
too.
My bad.
Yeah.
Play chess in the park and feed pigeons.
Yeah.
Feed the ducks.
Talk about
bucks.
The war.
And you got to bring your own bread. That's got to be rough, you know, if talking about the war with them.
Oh, it did not go well.
You just look right at him and you're like, what'd you puss out?
Yeah.
I missed the boat completely. It wasn't in my filter.
I spent 3 days trapped in one of those missiles at the bottom of the ocean.
He had him a knife. Here you go, Grandpa. Here you go, some balls. Finish what you started.
All right, well, here's the services that people, that women can rent for these rental boyfriends. They can go shopping. They can have the rental boyfriend buy her things with money she gives him. They could go to an arcade or sing karaoke and hold hands and get hugs at the end of the date. People have spent up to over $500 on these dates. Here's some of the more weird menu items, I guess. For $8, you get crepes.
Just crepes?
It just says $8 for crepes.
That's a good deal, regardless.
Yeah, like, I mean, you can't go to IHOP and get 8 bucks.
Little fruit in them? All right.
Now I spend more on grapes.
I'm going on a date with this guy now.
For $78, you could go shopping for accessories. $32?
Johnny Depp is in it. He's in there.
Does he have to, like, agree with your shit? Like,
what?
I wonder if he can give it, like, thumbs down to anything. Like, nah, you look like shit.
No, that's not in his job description.
No, you do an 80s montage where you keep coming out with goofy outfits until you come out with the right one.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. And he gives, like, the standing, like, thumbs up. He can only give the thumbs up.
The Fonz one?
Yeah. The double, yeah. I don't know. What do you want me to do? You want me to like it? Or you want... It's your money.
It would be hard to pretend to give a shit. Like, you know how many dates I've been on this week, man? Like,
it'd be great if he did, and he's like, no, you look fat.
You bring dishonor to your house.
I think we actually have a clip from one of the boyfriends. You guys want
to
hear it?
Yeah, Let's hear it. I'd love to.
It's like, oh, your pussy hair so much.
What? You begin to know what context.
They have some big bushes over in Japan.
They really do.
Your pussy looks like Nagasaki, bitch.
In the shape of a mushroom cloud. Where were we? $38 on karaoke, $117 to get taken to a meal.
So wait, to be honest with you, $38 on karaoke is cheap again.
Well, like, can I ask, does it say, and I don't want to put you on the spot, I know you're not the boyfriend expert of Japan, but does it say, like, I'm getting paid, let's say I'm the boyfriend, I'm getting paid $38 to go on it, but we have to pay for karaoke too, or is the karaoke included?
From what I can gather, there's a base rate for this date. And you pay as you go. For like, it costs $1.61 for him to play an arcade game with you.
Oh,
$1.61? What a weird price.
$3.22 on taking pictures at an arcade.
Taking pictures at the arcade?
Yeah.
Like, but what I'm saying, like the crepes. Is this guy getting paid?
No. Get your goddamn mind off
the fucking guy. I want to know if this guy's getting paid to eat crepes. If he's getting paid $8 to eat crepes that have to be additionally paid
You're
for.
You're not allowed on the show until you eat dinner from now on because you're clearly hungry.
Wait, time out. They're getting crepes over there? What?
Another thing, what's in crepes? Are we talking blueberries?
Tan is about to leave his entire life over here to be one of these crepe dummies.
Like, fuck this, I'm getting some crepes.
Wait, I get to be wined and dined and eat crepes?
How much to just ditch the boyfriend and have the crepes?
Can I rent the crepes?
Well, I'm saying it's a good deal. I would probably hire myself a boyfriend, being a straight heterosexual male myself, for the $8 crepes.
You want some crepes?
Yo, you want some brunch, bro?
This guy's only spent $8 on me. I know this motherfucker.
We'll get some mimosas.
He's only in for the crepes.
I think you pay for the crepes, but then it's an extra $8 for him to join you in eating the crepes.
So that's dicky.
So when are they banging?
They apparently don't bang.
They are, at the end.
It says non-prostitution. You get a hug.
They all That's what the escort services say, too. Yeah.
The more interesting
just
thing
paying for their time.
Is at the bottom of this article, there is a link where you can rent a ninja. And I'm far more interested in that.
Is he a literal ninja? Like, can he fuck up some shit? Or he's just a guy in a ninja outfit?
I think he's just a dude.
I haven't read this.
But I wish you would have read that one, and at the bottom of the article, there was an ad for a boyfriend.
Well, you know what, Dan there obviously obviously wants to know if the ninjas come with crepes.
Yeah, dude.
Waffles.
Oh, no.
The ninjas get waffles.
It's a deal breaker.
Nah. Belgian? Are we talking Belgian?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
With
we're back on the table.
It's a half waffle with a side of fried chicken. Boom.
Chicken and waffles?
Ninjas kick ass, bro. So the chicken and waffles.
Right, okay.
Ninjas rule.
I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a fucked up story. Cook County, Illinois. Where sometime between 1999 and 2003, two cops were getting some trouble for posing for this photo. It's them with hunting rifles standing over an arrested black suspect who's wearing antlers.
Damn, well, that's fucked up.
I'll show that around. That's the photo right there.
Oh, man.
The way it's...
I mean, you know what? Not for nothing. Sometimes I think these people, like, set up these shameful pictures on the internet to make them go viral just to be, you know, start something.
Yeah, those real people that probably got
fired. There is no fucking way that picture was not set up.
This is, you know, over 10 years ago, so
there's
who knows the circumstances.
There's no way that guy's not in on it.
This is pre-Facebook. This is pre, you know, fake internet celebrity.
10 years ago, it's like MySpace, right?
But he's definitely in on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that black dude, look at him. Yeah, he's definitely in on it.
He got the boot put to him, and then he was in on it.
Yeah.
No,
his tongue is sticking out.
I don't think so.
He's got X's over his eyes.
Well, that's actually one of the quotes from the cops. Let me find it here. What's to say this individual wasn't performing at a Christmas pageant in the district and was dressed as a reindeer? What's to say?
I mean, Christmas pageant. Anything can happen.
Are they dressed with Santa hats on?
The cop actually...
They don't look very merry.
Pointy and white ones.
Pointy white Santa hats. Robes. It must have been Halloween. They got ghost outfits on.
You're right. You know what this reminds me of? Of that fucking... That picture of the female soldier pointing to the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that
dude.
Guy. Yeah. No, that was not photo.
Except I didn't care what happened to those guys. I was like, meh.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Yesterday he was living in a hut in the desert. What
exactly. This is a step up.
He's naked getting made fun of in AC, though.
Yeah. You're not drinking camel piss anymore.
You have a really interesting view of the Mideast.
Something they do, right?
It's like their Mountain Dew.
Honey, I got paid. Let's drink some camel piss.
Do the do. It's like, Fresh squeeze. The do's for dinner. Gross.
Yeah.
So
he actually likened this whole incident to when Jerry was falsely accused of picking his nose on Seinfeld.
What?
Were they just taking a nice picture and that guy had like a fucking Naked Gun moment where he just like fell over everything and landed with antlers right in front of him? What do you mean? Like,
yeah, he slipped and they fell. Somebody took a picture.
Somebody was driving by and happened to look left and catch these cops doing this foul shit to him. Yeah. That's not equatable.
Hey, look, the guy's clearly not smart.
I feel that guy was in on it. I feel some of these things that we find are...
Well, his final quote to go out on is, I am embarrassed by my participation in his photographs. I made a mistake as a young, impressionable police officer who was trying to fit in.
Huh.
Pure pressure.
That's even worse almost. You were trying to fit in by fucking with the black people?
Yeah.
Jeez.
What state was this in?
Oh, I just clicked off the page. That was in Chicago. Right?
Yeah, Illinois.
Right. I was going to say, is the police chief the Grand Wizard? Why would you have to fit in by doing that?
We have a very certain way of doing things around here. Ironic racist photos are where it's at. We need a new Christmas card. You in?
What's up?
Want to hear what the Wall Street Journal think about dunking?
About dunking, like donuts?
Basketball dunking?
Yeah, I guess. Are you going to tell us?
No, just skip that one. On to the next one there, Pete. You couldn't even say journal. Let's go.
You don't want to hear what the Wall Street Journal thinks about dunking?
Now you ruined it.
This is basically white people's views on dunking.
We hate it. Yeah. What about the three-point shot?
No, like, these
fundamentals
are
good passes. Yeah.
While an expressive act, a dunk is still worth only 2 points. Oscar Robertson and many other Hall of Famers entered the Hall of Fame without the dunk being part of their repertoire. It is too bad that the dunk itself is a symbol of violence and domination, something that is all too much part of the inner city experience. Lost to the pure athleticism of today's game is the gracefulness, passing, weaving, solid fundamentals, and such from the 1960s and 70s.
I still have that. It's just called women's basketball.
I'm actually all for reverse racism in basketball. I think the white guys should be, it should be a rule that they have to wear really, really short shorts and wear Chuck Taylors, like no matter what happens.
The real old school outfits?
Yeah, they look like they're back in time.
This guy, like, he puts it out right in the beginning. He goes, I played high school basketball from 1938 to 41.
What?
The fucking years?
The game then bears almost no resemblance to what is played today. The layup shot was the bread and butter shot, because if you touched the rim, it was no goal.
They had a fucking... Wait, they had no shot clock back in those days. The games would be like 16 to 15.
Yeah. And they couldn't dunk.
But like, 10 minutes left in the quarter, they got a 1-point lead. Dribble it out.
Who are they interviewing for this? Mr. Wall Street Journal?
These are the readers of the journal.
Yeah, how many? Couldn't have been many.
It's the two dudes from Trading Places, I assume?
Yeah, clearly.
This coward.
The two guys from the Muppets up in the...
Waldorf. Sadler and Waldorf. Yeah.
This pussy should have been fighting the fucking Nazis in 41 instead of doing layups.
He was in high school.
He's against dunk. I don't even understand why this was an article in the Wall Street Journal.
Well, it just shows their readership.
Back in my day, we couldn't dunk. It was too high.
They didn't invent jumping until 1920.
And now...
weren't allowed to leave our feet.
Now for in more financial news... Old white guy hates dunking. What?
There's another. I grew to 6'6 in high school and tried to dunk the ball, which I rarely could without touching the basket. Watching guys swing off the basket just doesn't do it for me.
What the hell?
Mike
sits.
This guy.
Yeah, man, that was a lot of hate for Duncan. Who, first of all, who the fuck asked this guy about Duncan?
Dunking Wall is Street awesome. Journal.
Yeah, but like, why? I was like, let's do an interview with an old white guy and see what he thinks about, you know what? Dunking the basketball.
The guy is probably like sitting there like bored as fuck, like 85 years old, and they're like, all right, you want to do an interview? He's like, yeah, and in his mind, he's like, how did you start? You know, he knows that question's coming. They're like, what do you think about Duncan? He's like, what?
The Wall Street Journal wouldn't print
it. I hate it.
The Wall Street Journal wouldn't print it, but that was a like an intro to what do you think about black people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the alley-oop? Blasphemy!
What do you think about black and white people getting together? Like,
unacceptable.
Socially? Right. No, he fucking.
On, yeah. He went on like a half an hour racist rant, and then he's like, and then let me tell you about Duncan. And they're like, this is the only thing we can write that this guy did.
My day,
this guy hates Duncan.
In my day, we wouldn't let the Puerto Ricans date him.
Right.
You ever seen
cut it all out.
You ask him about gay marriage, he turns into dust.
What's a gay? You talking about a faggot?
The Enola Gay?
Yeah. Happy marriages are awesome.
Back to Chicago. Remember when we were making fun of Batman, like how he finds his criminals, like Riddler's Enigma?
Yeah, I remember that. You guys stole my shit.
I didn't steal your
no,
shit.
No, I don't care.
Well, this guy is definitely named for the crime of which he committed. He has recently been acquitted of animal cruelty charges after he posted a video of himself blowing marijuana smoke into a chameleon's mouth. His name? Bruce Blunt.
What about the chameleon?
Richard Blunt.
Dick Blunt.
Dick Blunt.
Bruce Blunt is a tie-in to the Batman, so, which I like.
Well, Bruce.
Bruce.
The super obvious last name. Yeah. Judge said his behavior was uncalled for and immature, but they ended up letting him go.
Great.
Slow news.
For some reason when Dan's here, you guys all clam up.
Well, what are you talking about? Where were we supposed to go with that one?
Right.
That's what I rely on you for.
Yeah.
I just read the fucking things.
You're reading away, genius? Come on, stop it.
Dude's blowing weed in a chameleon's mouth.
How am I getting shit? You sent me the story.
It was a good story. These guys just didn't come up with anything. You guys suck.
Yeah.
You didn't come up with anything.
Oh, bow down to Lou.
This guy was like,
yeah. The champion of the second. Just like,
This story sucks. Fuck
the two
story.
Dudes who got to bounce off judging Boulder Dash because neither of them can rub a point together to get a, make a fire.
This nigga who's so imploded.
I gave up on top like Seinfeld.
Exactly, you're a fucking quitter.
Yeah. All right, so what's up next?
Well, that's all going the wayside.
No, it's all getting kept.
That's gold right there. That is a lot of room hate. You could
this just in, guy kicked a puppy.
That's a good story.
Whoa. Ryan, what are you doing? Run with it, you asshole.
I fucking hate puppies. Just want to squish their
turn
faces.
Turn something.
I thought they'd be able to do something with Bruce Blunt, at least. That's fun.
Yeah. It had alliteration to it. Oh, my God.
Blunt, wheat, nothing. Right. How about this name?
Right.
I'm going to try to pronounce this. El sorprendente hombre araña.
Something about the spider.
That is Spanish Spider-Man.
Miles Morales or Peter Parker?
He gets his INS sense, like, bing.
My spider sense is tingling. INS.
My day laborer sense. Bing. We need some bricklayers.
I shall swing over this border fence.
He uses his webbing as mortar. It's like,
your driveway is done. Why is he Transylvanian?
Why does it sound like the count?
Now he's Dracula.
I use three bricks.
One brick.
Alright.
So this guy was a Spanish Spider-Man impersonator. And he was,
is there a real Spanish Spider-Man that he's impersonating then?
El sorprendente hombre araña.
But I'm saying that guy's impersonating that guy?
Well, he's in a Spider-Man suit.
Wait a second. Can I cut this short? Did this guy knock himself?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. I saw that.
My Spanish sense is tingling.
No. Bam. He was, like, performing for a birthday party, and he flips and smashes his face on the ground, knocks himself out. And these kids are all laughing at him, man. I saw the video. They're like, oh, Spider-Man's so funny, puck him.
Spider-Man brained himself trying to do a flip.
Yeah.
This was in Argentina, in case you were wondering. Which you weren't.
I was kind of hoping it was in, like, Arizona.
Yeah.
With a name like that,
a
long-winded...
Hombre Araña?
And he was at, like, the nicest white guy's house ever. And he was like, oh, they cheaped out. They got Spanish Spider-Man.
They just leaned out the window and they're like, "You there! Put down those gardening shears and get the fuck in here.
We have a Spider-Man outfit. How much would it take for you to do it?" He's like, "See?
Drop them oranges. He's you know how to do a backflip?
I have $50. The guy does a backflip right
See?
All right, this is officially the punniest.
Why is Spider-Man 4 feet tall?
It's young Spider-Man.
Why is he dressed from an outfit from the Goodwill? He's like got a Spider-Man mask and a world's best grandpa
1995
shirt.
Dallas Cowboys Championship t-shirt. Or just a Dale Earnhardt t-shirt.
He's just got a shirt that says, "Who farted?"
They dress poor. All right, let's go on.
All right, this article pained me to read because it is loaded with puns. A man named Bacon was arrested
in for hamming it up.
Oh,
let me read.
Go run with it.
I'm gonna read how I'm gonna read how they wrote it. Mm-hmm. A New Jersey man named Bacon is being accused of assault after getting into a beef over a piece of sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Checks out. I like.
That's all meat puns. Let's go.
It's like, tell me more.
You had me a bacon.
Okay.
He attacked another guy. This is Thomas Bacon, 19 years old, Madison, New Jersey. He allegedly attacked another person in his home for eating a piece of sausage.
I would have used tenderized. He tenderized another person in his home. Keep going.
But
he gave him a pork chop to the face.
Right. Again, to read how HuffPo wrote this, it is doubtful Bacon will fry
HuffPo
for these crimes.
HuffPo, are we doing that?
What?
Huffington Post?
That's where this article's from.
HuffPo?
I thought we were talking about a kid show.
Sounds like a fucking Pokemon.
Yeah. H&R HuffPo.
HuffPo, he's a mystical Pokemon.
Inside baseball, I'm not cool with that.
So what did Bacon do now? He sizzled?
Do you think Ash ever...
He's in the hot seat.
Do you think Ash ever got tired of just like a million new Pokemon coming out? It's like, I caught them all!
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, definitely. Over. That show...
You mean to tell me there was a whole other island of these bitches? I caught 150 of them. What else do you want from me?
That show is fucking Animal Fight Club.
Right.
Like,
Pikachu. It would be great if Pikachu did, like, rip off heads. He's like, rah, finish him, both.
No, you guys don't get it. In that world, once you're 9 years old, you strike up on your own.
Right.
You do for your own food, and you have animals.
You enter into the wilderness.
You find a blind friend named Brock.
Right.
Who has shitty Pokemon.
And you, like, and your electric rat fight other monsters.
It's like the E! Hollywood story of Mike Pitt, is what it is.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. You still understand, you didn't grow up where he grew up. Ash grew up in Poke City, or whatever that was.
Palatown.
Poke. Duh.
Poke City.
He's walking those Poke Streets. And he's
he started from the Poke Bomb, now he's Poke here.
He's eating out of the Poke Trash.
Dude was Poke Poor.
Right.
His mom That's was... R word, Pete. Stop it.
His mom was on Poke drugs, you know what I mean?
Poke in the whisk.
She was doing too much polka dope.
That was an old one. I haven't rugged
throughout that in a minute.
Can we get another beverage? When
you yeah, let's, let me get one too. Ooh, I'm steaming over here.
Alright, so
I was watching that show.
Are we talking about Pokemon? What's going on?
Yeah.
I was watching that show Penny Dreadful the other night. The Showtime one. It takes place in like the Victorian London, and somebody actually said, "Ooh, I got the vapors," and I lost my shit.
I can't get down with that show.
I almost texted Lula. All
right, so what's going on with this Pokemon?
No, we're past Pokemon.
All right, Pokemon.
I don't know how we got on Pokemon.
We're talking about bacon.
We're talking about animal on animal fight.
Gotcha. Let's go to a scary story out of Fort Lauderdale.
Spooky.
No, this isn't spooky, but like Dan, as a parent, you can understand how freaky this one is.
Now shut off everything, don't.
All right, so this is Fort Lauderdale on the beach. They were having a little party. They had a bounce house. Kids bouncing around on that. A water spout made landfall. Sent the inflatable bounce house flying into the air. Sent it across the parking lot and over four lanes of traffic.
What kind of water pressure they got, Jesus?
You know what a water spout is?
A water spout is a tornado that hit water first.
You're thinking it's just like a fucking hose. Like...
Somebody was just cleaning off the mud walk. And
yeah, the hose is going wacky over here. The fucking bouncy castle to the next block.
But you got to look at it, man. It's like watching the tar just spin around in the air, you know?
Yeah. It's just wildly flying.
It's like a fucking kite.
And the scary thing is three kids in it.
Yeah.
In Fort Worth.
Did anyone get hurt? I mean, like,
they were
the ideal place to be When dropping out is the bounce house.
Is it a giant balloon? No.
It's in a basement cellar.
I guess.
The ideal place in the V is in 20 feet in the air in a bouncy castle.
You know what? I imagine.
You want to be in a bunker for that.
I want it to land on a bitchy mom. Like, and just the legs poking out.
No, and then the socks roll up.
Like, yeah.
Good.
The full gambit.
Yeah, she was a bitch. You could tell by her titties. They were shaped like torpedoes.
Pop like the bounce house.
All right, what's how long did it go, this bounty house?
It flew pretty far.
Across a four-lane highway.
So. Four-lane highway and a parking lot.
How many kids were in it?
Three children.
Were they all right?
They said they were alert and conscious, but taken to the hospital still. Yep. Probably a little shaken.
They're fine. That's that guy just hunting for a story.
No, definitely. No, that's not hunting. That's a story. A bounty castle going like a mile?
They're fine.
It was in the air for like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that's how much Link must feel when he fucking played that little Ocarina of Time and the little tornado came.
Oh, you're talking about yeah.
That wasn't the Ocarina of Time.
Wind Waker.
Yeah, he came and got him. Was like,
holy shit!
Whoa!
The kids must have loved it until they fucking fell out or whatever.
They hated it.
No, they landed.
They were terrible.
He was like, this is the best bouncy castle ever.
Yes!
I didn't know we stepped into the fucking Gravitron.
Again! Are we in Oz? I remember as a kid, I was on a swing and I was getting mad height and you used to jump off when at the apex.
Yeah.
And I jumped off a little to a too crazy angle and instantaneously went from fun to, oh no. Because like my feet went up.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah!
And just too late, and you just dropped.
Oh yeah, I got rock bottom from like 20 feet in the air. It was fun. It knocked the wind out of me. I was like, ugh!
I'm sure I've done that. But I remember when, as a kid, for a long time, my favorite moment was watching this kid botch a good swing. He was doing the same thing you were, just getting height, but he was getting to the point where his weight would come down on the swing pretty hard. The fucking chain snapped in me.
On one side?
Yeah.
Oh,
he dropped.
He just ate shit.
I was like, oh, that was your favorite man. Moment. He didn't move for a good minute. I'm like, oh man. Like
he had that absolutely still, motionless, like,
you just heard the thud. I was laughing my ass
Dan's
off.
Face is pretty funny.
He's like, you know what? Like, this remember is when I was a kid. My favorite moment.
You know what? I think
it was the first time I jerked off.
It might have been because I wanted to swing, but that fucker was like hogging it. And then once he
killed it though.
Once he ate shit, I was just like, yes.
Did you like climb up the chain and just swing back and forth like Tarzan on it?
That was like the moment when Lou thought he had superpowers. Like we all had that moment when we were a kid. Yeah. Did I do that? You know, when you're just like, I need someone to get up from their seat. Yeah. Someone gets up from their seat, and you're like, yeah.
Later that day, Lou's parents were like, turn off this cartoon. We got to watch grown-up stuff. And he's like, I'm trying to use that same power. And he's like, slap!
He's got my fingers at my temples. Going,
nah, whatever you're thinking, it's not working. Bop, bop, bop.
He just heard his mom's voice in his mind. Nah, Lou.
No.
That's pretty accurate.
And he was banished to the astral plane for that evening. All right, last one. This is a new social media trend. Remember the ice bucket challenge?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I like this one.
They got it dumber. Huh? Now it's the...
The boiling bucket challenge.
The hot water.
Now it's the Charlie challenge.
Oh, no, that's not the one I'm thinking.
No, that's different. Yeah.
Charlie challenge is essentially you trying to conjure a Mexican demon.
Nah. Yeah. Why is it Charlie instead
of
something? Yeah. I don't get it. Should it be like a Vietnamese?
It's like a mix of
Charlie. Diddy Mao! Diddy Mao!
It's like a combination of a Ouija board.
Oh, miso! It's like two Asian Vietnamese people I remember.
I think that's the only two they have up there.
We killed the rest.
Right. A baby's born and they're like, alright, are you planning on raising a miso honey?
Is it a Charlie or a miso honey?
Or is it a Diddy Mao?
Can you imagine being one of those like doctors that we send over there? It's like, is this a miso? Do you have a miso honey or a Charlie?
The kid's in school and he's like, Diddy Honey. And they're like, this kid's a moron. Miso Mao. Get the fuck out of here. Stupid.
Back of the bus.
Tunnel rat. I don't want to see you.
Wow.
All
right. It's actually a cross between like Ouija and Bloody Mary. You know when you say Bloody Mary in the mirror, it's supposed to show up. Basically, you take a piece of paper and you draw a horizontal line. You put a vertical line that meets in the middle. And then you put a yes on one side, a no on the other, and you put two pencils in the middle of the drawing. It's like a plus sign, one on top of the other.
This seems very complicated.
Then you chant, Charlie, Charlie, are you there? Charlie, Charlie, can we play? Doesn't even rhyme.
And then you get ambushed by Charlie. Diddy my
God. You can run out with machetes.
I gotta find Bubba.
Start mowing him down with a flamethrower.
That would be a sweet-ass weapon to have. I'm always down with the flamethrower.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that.
Yeah.
What do you say we play a game?
Oh, that sounds fun.
I'm into it.
We got two games today.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
You want to start with some Baldur Dash, warm up a little?
We'll do Baldur Dash. Maybe we'll do a commercial. I really got to take this piss.
You want to do that?
Already?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's play Baldur
Dash. Let's play some Baldur Dash. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Time to put your kids in the past, in your past, yeah. We're about to play
Baldur's Dash, yeah.
Try and have some laughs,
have some laughs.
Let's sing it one more time.
All right.
Time to put your kids in the past,
in the past, yeah.
We're about to play
Baldur's Dash, yeah.
Try and have some laughs,
have some laughs.
And now it's time to start all again.
Dan, when you start your new show, I defy you to top our production values.
We'll do it, man. We're going to have to. Oh.
Were you trying right now?
He was like, step one.
Yeah.
8-bit.
Fuck this game.
Gotta be that, man.
All right.
All right, Lou, you won last week.
All right.
So I'm going to let you pick who goes first. Because we always start with you, so I'm going to let you switch it up.
Let's start with Dan.
Oh,
yeah, I knew that.
We all know how the game is played. You're a real pro.
It's the wife.
Look, Jen, I'll call you right back. Love you. Bye.
Don't cut any of that.
Yeah. Love you.
We're done.
Faggot.
Faggot, you love a woman.
Dude, the questions in my quiz just became much harder.
He's losing cherry picked right
now. Hell yeah.
All right, let's roll.
All right, so Dan, we're going to start with you, and you're going to define the word whiffler.
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 I'd say those news stories you had earlier. Whifflers.
You know, most guests come on, they play along, they try to riff. You just go into attack mode.
Whifflers, man.
All of them.
Throwing out fat whifflers.
Guess who's not getting a point?
what was it again, Pete?
Whiffler.
Whiffler was in the movie American Pie. Stiff was retarded little brother. He rode the sharp bus.
And the Whiffler.
Whiffler helmets.
I actually like those movies about his younger brother.
They're like all his family, right?
Yeah.
Like it's not just his younger brother. It's
what,
like
the straight to video ones?
Yeah, they're actually kind of funny. It's kind of like the American Pie became kind of like the National Lampoon's of our generation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're not bad movies. They're just straight to video. You know, they're funny.
Define not bad.
Well, I mean, they're not like, they're funny, man. They make you laugh, but it's not like you're going to go out of your way to watch them or anything.
Those movies sound like real whifflers to me.
Yeah.
You're sure it's a whiffler.
See, you use it like I use it.
You can tell Brian's in a corner when he attacks your shirt. It's always the first go-to when he doesn't have a joke.
Just you.
You attack Justin, attack EJ.
Justin wears shirts to make him look like the brawny man. And, I mean, I don't attack EJ, sure. He's a rough. He may commit suicide. I don't want to hit him too hard.
That's like a real threat, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, Lou. Whiffler.
Whiffler is somebody who likes to smell his own gas. So he'll let one rip and then go.
It's like, what was that? Kyle's dead.
Exactly.
He samples it.
He wants to taste that shit.
I don't remember eating jerky.
Basically, he's trying to say
it's a little bit of pimento in it.
It's people who drive fucking high end. What's those?
Priuses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going Lou on that point.
A whiffler?
That's the best.
The noise I like.
That's why he won. All right, Brian, we're going to go to you. Who is Steve Breers?
Steve Breers?
To give you a moment to think, a whiffler is a person employed to clear the way for parades.
I like like it. All right, Whistler, I can see that.
Steve Breer.
He was one of the first people to get caught on that that guy's show where he to catch a pedophile.
To catch a predator?
Catch a predator, yeah. He's like, hey, so Mr. Breer, why don't you just have a seat?
You just ruined that guy's life, man. He like invented like the cotton candy machine in real life. And stuff. Yeah. You'd be like, you're a pedophile.
just sit down. Just have a seat right there. Mr. Breer's. What's his name?
Steve Breer,
just have a seat right there. Just calm down right there. Oh, seems like, yeah. Why'd you bring some wine coolers, condoms, tongs, a dildo, weird, okay. Some army ants. So I don't even remember these toys.
There's Brian's dildo reference. But
there'll be more. Episode. We have the abbreviation game coming up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Luke.
Oh, God.
Steve Breer's.
I don't know. Steve Breer took it in the rear.
Oh dear.
He was a mother goose ride.
Exactly.
That's severe.
Yeah. To go along with all the shitty puns we
heard.
You think
today. Jack Sprat got off light?
Damn, dude. That's hardcore, man.
He could eat no fat, but Steve Breer took it in the rear.
Damn. Steve Breer's.
Steve Breer's is definitely the guy who pumps gas in the mobile at the corner of 110 and Jericho Turnpike. I don't know if there's an additional Steve Breer's, but I know for a fact that's the guy. So, at least I get the accuracy point.
Yeah, he has a little thing on his thing. Breer's.
Let's say accuracy point does go to Dan.
Thank
that's
you.
That's what it says in the Balderdash card.
Thank you, sir.
The guy who pumps the gas on
110 and Jericho Turnpike.
Very, very specific.
Between Brian and Lou on this. Dan, what do you think? Took it in the rears? Or to catch
Took
a predator.
It in the rears.
I didn't know we could rhyme things. I mean, if that's in play now, then I'm good with it.
That makes you laugh.
Option. That's a new option. It's a new option.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Like you could just rhyme the last name and just come up with
that.
Right. All right, Lou.
Yeah.
The initials ASCP, and to give you a moment to think.
I actually want to say
Steve Breer's.
Steve Breer's was the guy who brought. And this is not for points. Who brought Budweiser to Japan? They call him Steve Breer.
Steve Breer. He bring the beers. He was actually the world's fastest backward talker. That's not something you brag about, I think.
Like reverse Busta Rhymes?
Just as...
Oh, the micro machine guy?
All right. ASCP.
Did it? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't got anything yet. I guess I'm just going to try and pass.
Does anybody have an answer?
Yeah.
Let's go to Brian.
An absolute sudden cock pop. It's when you're just chilling and all of a sudden you're like, oh!
I thought it was a delicious treat or something. Hungry?
Have a cock flavored pop. Like, yeah. It's gross. Or what would be worse? I guess it'd be the cock flavored pop. I would rather have the pop look like a cock than the cock flavored pop.
Yeah.
This is salty.
And then when you get to the middle, it's like creamy. It's like, bah. Who would make this? Disgusting.
I like the walking down the street and just... Does that happen often?
I don't know. It's like one of those things when you like... It's like
it happened more when I was a teenager than it does now.
You're doing the laundry. You're like, ooh! Let's add this to the load.
All right, who else got one? ASCP.
Blue.
All right, I guess I'm going to say the American Society of...
Ah, you motherfucker.
Cunt punters.
Cunt punters. Founded by that sorority girl that Jillian's in love with, who wrote that note.
Oh, yeah. Nice throwback.
Yes, David, son of a bitch.
Nice throwback.
Some bitches just need a good foot right in the twat.
Twat.
Was it CP or PC?
CP.
All right. I'm going to go with the American Society for the Prevention of Canada. Fuck
Canada. Again, Canada. It's CP.
Oh, yeah? For Canadian Prevention.
He's keeping his answer.
Yeah, fuck it.
I like it. That's not bad.
Keep your maple syrup up north.
Fuck you guys.
You fucking Canucks.
Take your Jim Carrey and your Justin Bieber and shove them straight up your Canadian.
Seriously, what kind of country has money with a beaver
It's
on
a
it?
Good day for Canada, as is the world.
Gordy, they're trying to prevent us.
Fuck Tim Hortons.
All right, I'm going Dan.
Alright.
Fuck the Canucks, apparently.
Let's roll.
Alright, who started that? Lou was supposed to start, but we'll go to Dan. Alright, Dan, what is the plot of the movie Dirty Little Billy? And just so you know, the ASCP is the African Safari Club of Philadelphia. So Dirty
Wait,
Little Billy.
What was that last one?
That was ASCP. African Safari Club of Philadelphia.
What the fuck is that? It's a South Philly tradition. To go to the
All right, Dirty Little Billy.
Dirty Little Billy. It's a knockoff of Babe the Pig, but it's a goat. It's a baby goat. It's just shitty. He goes through South Philadelphia, stuff like that.
He goes to where the ASCP is.
Eventually,
located.
He starts selling drugs.
That's a bad little Billy goat.
He's a dirty little Billy.
What was it again?
Dirty Little Billy.
Dirty Little Billy is a fan pick where some guy followed around Matthew Broderick and tried to like molest him because of the movie. The Cable Guy was like, "Oh, Billy."
For that one line?
Yeah, that one line, man.
Really?
He was very specific about
this
it.
This is a weird spinoff of The Cable Guy.
Fucking Brian strikes me as the kind of guy who really loves it when they use like the title of the film in the film.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, like, I see. They are white chicks.
That's the line.
They said Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. 4 stars! Right. He was Mad Max.
They are the other guys.
That movie sucked. They didn't call him Citizen Kane once. What's but those were a hell of a Star Wars.
This movie
had.
Should be called Red Rum. What the fuck?
You mean Rosebud?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about
that. Shining.
Yeah, The Shining.
But they say the word Shining in it, don't they?
I'm just saying Red Rum was way more prominent in that movie as a word. Yes. He spelled it on the goddamn wall for you.
All right, Lou. Dirty Little Billy.
Dirty Little Billy is another Adam Sandler movie where he's some shithead who's dumb as rocks. He's the underdog.
Pandering.
Fucking.
Pandering. I'm calling pandering.
I just suck his dick.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
You jerking him off underneath the table?
To me, it sounded like.
Why'd you add a buzz to it?
No, yeah. It sounded like fucking Little Nicky. Like, you know, Dirty Little Billy. Another fucking.
In all fairness, when I read that title, that sounds like a Sandler movie.
Yeah.
By the way, the new Sandler movie with all the video games looks awesome.
Terrible.
Looks
awesome. It looks terrible.
It looks like it might be good if he wasn't in it.
Who cares who's in it? Looks good.
Anyway, it's.
I bet you Kevin James falls down a lot because he's fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, as he should.
Yeah, he will. Yeah. Fat people fall down. Dude.
That's what they do. I fall down all the time. Let's go.
Yeah. Dirty Little Billy. Yeah, but it is. And then he gets the girl.
Yabba dabba doo. Yeah.
That's the Adam Sandler.
You can pan in the pee all you want. But stop taking Fred Flintstone shtick, okay?
Yeah. The Sandler's more like a
wabba dee doo.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Guess who gets that point?
What was Dan's?
I forgot the answer.
Dan's was
a baby Billy goes out dealing drugs.
Yeah, not that.
He was gruff.
Filthy
you gotta
goat.
Knock 3 times on the bridge.
Man, what you want, Matt? So it's Filthy Goat versus...
What did he...
Spinoff of The Cable Guy for some reason.
That was a little weak.
I'm gonna go Lou again, because... Does sound like a Sandler movie. But Dan, here's your chance.
I'm calling pandering on that one.
It's formulaic, man. It's out, you know.
I'm gonna call that, too.
All right.
Call all you want. He knows his audience. Dan, in Washington, D.C., it is against the law for anyone to keep what? And just so you know, Dirty Little Billy.
A Sandler movie on repeat.
Good answer. All right. Now you're learning how the game is played.
It's illegal. It should be illegal everywhere.
Dirty Little Billy is also a movie
Lou,
about
you
Billy
were really
the
going for it.
Just saying. Like, he's a piece of shit.
Here.
What was it again?
Yeah.
Washington, D.C., it is against the law for anyone to keep...
On Rockin' in the Free World.
Oh,
there you go. Really ironic it's in Washington.
That's where most of the oppression takes place.
I think center of the free world. They let you keep on rockin'.
Mm-hmm.
Lou? D.C.?
Neil Young's corpse just walks around there just saying that.
It's illegal to keep?
Illegal to keep.
It's illegal to keep slapping bitches. After the third one, that's it.
It's also illegal here, dude.
Watch out. Watch out. I like to think most places have that rule.
Just ta-ta-ta, and you're done. The fourth one, it's like, all right.
No, you can go to Scotland and slap as many bitches as you need.
That's only because of Connery, right?
President Connery decreed it.
Slap a bitch.
Woman, you just slap. All right, gonna go Brian on that one. How do you not?
What's actually illegal there?
It's illegal to keep more than 4 guinea pigs.
Looks like, don't hurt them up, man.
They're like gremlin. They're like Mogwai.
You don't understand how they reproduce a lot. You'll be stuck with a lot of guinea pigs. I'm doing you a favor.
Or if you have 5 male guinea pigs, they're gay as fuck. Who wants 5 gay guinea pigs?
If you have any guinea pigs, it's like, why the fuck do you have guinea pigs?
Yeah, it's like a nervous rat.
They're horrible smelling, annoying creatures.
Yeah, not... Some of these things I can't really see in the wild. You know, like a guinea pig. You think there's a legit wild guinea pigs right now?
Can I throw out two things to you? One, why is it cool to have a racial slur into an animal's name? And two,
it's true.
Can we make up some funny ass names for some animals with some racial slurs in them?
Are you requesting this?
Yes.
Oh, a guinea pig makes sense.
A kike hamster.
It's small and hairy.
Maybe like a
super annoying to listen to. By the way,
I don't know, like a chinkalope or something.
A chinkalope?
Yeah.
Wait, time out. What pet are we talking about?
I don't know.
Come on, pets. These are absolutely terrible. But in the same breath, if you guys would have came up with guinea pig, I'd have been like, that sucks too.
That's true.
That was like they were naming things. Like back in the day, people were just naming shit, and he just looked at his boss's face, his Italian boss's face, and he's like, it's a guinea pig. It's a big, fat, fucking guinea pig.
If you didn't hear me,
fuck.
Yeah, the one sitting right next to my WAP parrot. Right.
It's a fucking dago pig. Bro. That's my favorite Italian slur, is dago.
Really?
I don't know why I like that one. It rolls off the tongue. All right.
Who starts this round? Who started the last one?
I think it was Dan.
Dan. So, Brian, to you. What is the definition of ginglimus?
Ginglimus?
Ginglimus.
It's the definition of ginglimus is the second single for that guy from Gangnam Style.
Ginglimus?
Yeah. It's like, ginglimus!
Optum ginglimus!
And everyone's like, stop, you one-trick pony. Yeah. Take that shit back to Korea.
That's the third Korean guy. No, we were talking Vietnam before.
Yeah. Wait, time out. What's that guy's name? It's like,
Psy.
Psy. Yeah. Psy, stop it. Stop it. Take Ginglimus back to Korea and come up with some fresh shit.
Lou, Ginglimus.
Ginglimus is that Indian dude with the 8 arms, right? Ginglimus, he got a bunch of swords and shit.
Ginglimus, the destroyer god.
Your god's ridiculous. Not like our beautiful white guy with the six pack.
Does our god have a six pack?
Love toned white guy.
Swimmer's bod, bro.
Duh.
Have you seen a crucifix?
Yeah.
It's ripped, bro. Yeah. Apparently, when he got lost in the desert for fucking 12 years, he was working out, dude.
Yeah, he was doing sit-ups.
He was strengthening his core.
That's what took him so long.
He was getting his core ready.
He must have been doing pull-ups on that cross. That's how he got up there.
No.
They made him climb it himself.
I believe the Jews sold him out.
This is true.
They were jealous of his surfer body. All the Jewish dumpy bodies.
Right.
We're like, full head of hair? Look at those abs? You're not the goddamn Messiah. Put him up there, Romans.
He's like, don't worry, I got this. Pull up.
Yeah. Our Messiah has a prominent nose.
They were with him. They were like, oh, man, you love everybody. Yeah. You give everything to everybody. Whoa. Time out. All right, what's up next?
Dan. Dan's up for Ginglimus.
Oh, Ginglimus is the Genghis Khan Christmas. Like, Santa Claus comes to you and takes everything from your house.
A lot of
they
rapes.
Have it in China.
Yeah, he rapes your wife and sets fire to your home.
Like, Merry Ginglimus, and then he leaves.
It's like the Super Krampus.
I like that.
Dan gets a point.
Man, I hate Ginglimus.
I want to do it, though. I'm going to be the one stealing the presents and shit.
You know, rape was mentioned.
Listen.
Like, you someone see, gets to the one house,
overall,
do a half rape, and falls asleep.
Yeah. Luke pops down your chimney wearing a...
You come into my house, I'll tell my whole family Ginglemas came early this year, bro.
Courtney's at home like, you're not Ginglemas material.
You just sing some Ginglemas carols instead of going to take some real Ginglemas. Yeah,
you never celebrated a Ginglemas in your life.
It's always a first time.
Fucking convert.
All right. So we're up to Lou.
Yeah.
Who is George Kraft?
What is Ginglemas?
A joint in a person's elbow or knee.
What a dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or an amputee.
Okay.
No, the legit thing was it's a joint.
Oh, it's the joint itself?
Yeah.
I was talking about
you
like,
thought you smoking a
smoking a joint?
Oh, come on.
Why would it be...
All right, Brian, you've officially been smoking way
too
much.
No, but like, why would you say it's a joint in your knee when your knee's the joint?
It's a joint in a person's elbow or knee. So
it's their joints, then.
But elbow or knee, so, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, what's your other joints exactly?
I think what Brian's saying is it's called a joint already. Why is it called a ginglemas?
Because we got to
using it as a noun almost.
Right. I haven't heard any weed references in Balderdash yet.
Blunt. I heard blunt earlier today.
I'm talking.
Yeah, but I think on the Balderdash card from Milton Bradley, they're not going to say it's when you rock a dude between your legs,
right? Between your elbow and your knee.
It's when you smoke a fat bowl between your elbows.
What the fuck were we doing?
It's Lou's turn.
George Kraft was... Who is that?
George Kraft? He's that mac and cheese bitch.
Yeah. He was in his farmhouse 100%. And he was just like, the creator. This is the shittiest mac and cheese I've ever heard, George. He's like, it's going to make us $1 million, bitch.
Yeah, it's all watery. What's the deal?
Yeah. What's with the cheese powder?
Powdered cheese? What the fuck, you maniac?
We're going to make it neon orange.
How about I slap a fucking orange dinosaur in the box? See how you like that?
It's going to glow in the dark. Kids are going to love it.
Shapes! We got to add shapes!
SpongeBob. It's going to be big.
All right, Dan. George Kraft.
George Kraft, huh? I think I'm going to go for the accuracy point again. I think George Kraft was the first guy to invent those shitty glass bowls that... You know the shitty glass bowls you get from the gas station that changes colors?
You are harping on this one dude at this gas station. How did he slight you?
He's like, a guy. Look,
I want to be a part of this. I never got
they
a glass
sell
bowl.
Is it George Kraft or Steve Breers? Make
they
up your mind.
They sell them at the gas station on the corner of 110 and Jericho Turnpike.
I've never heard of this.
I like that gas station.
It's a one-stop shop. Look.
Stop going there. You clearly hate that shit.
The place is run by Russians.
Okay, what's up, man?
You, George Kraft.
George Kraft is the number one illustrator. I'm sorry, commissioned illustrator for brony porn on DeviantArt.
There are a lot of them.
Yeah, that's.
But he's number one. He does the freaky deaky shit, bro.
Does he?
He's risen to the top of that horrible pile.
Yeah, it's like Sunshine's got her fist, our hoof. I'm sorry, up of, I don't know.
And he sells glass bowls. He's got his fingers, in a lot of pies, I guess.
Look, a lot of horse poon.
For creativity, I'm going to give Brian that one.
Ick.
Yuck.
Just brony porn. Ick.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not even learning that from Pete Lou. Like what?
Like, probably Comic-Con.
Listen, I'm not knocking your answer. I'm just saying, like...
It's a gross thing to picture.
Yeah. That's the button for me.
I am, please.
Okay, and you're up, Brian, actually.
Let's do it.
What is the film Breakfast of Aliens?
Breakfast of Aliens is a movie with Alf, Roger, fucking the alien from Aliens, Predator...
You say and... Ralph?
No, Roger. Alf.
Roger
from American Dad, Predator, the alien from Aliens, and they all have detention in the morning. All right, and they all come together like, oh, you're a predator, I'm an alien, you know. And they,
I'm a basket case.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we're I'm a
who's
a
wearing
killer,
the gloves? Those
a
sweet
prep,
gloves.
An athlete. But, you know, it's kind of like that. John Hughes made it.
The all dance right. sequence is my favorite part.
Don't you forget about me.
And then the chest burster rips out of his chest.
And then it was like, ah! Breakfast, was it? Was it called again? Breakfast Aliens 2.
Breakfast of Aliens?
Breakfast Aliens 2.
Breakfast of Aliens.
Breakfast of Aliens 2.
But whatever. See what you did there? I like what you did there. Okay. Lou, Breakfast of Aliens.
Breakfast of Aliens is about a bunch of immigrants that don't get to eat shit in the morning before they before they wait at the Home Depot.
Damn.
Sounds like a really dark indie flick.
Damn, I was going to go a bunch of immigrants. Yeah. Breakfast Club.
It's the really dark, like, Cheech and Chong movie. Straight to video.
They have Taco Bell breakfast, and then they...
You have talked about eating shit a lot today.
Has he?
Yeah. There was the camel piss thing, and the...
That was just cultural.
Then you've
yeah, your I want to say it was cultural.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's, you're talking about this guy who wouldn't stop talking about quiche or whatever.
Those were crepes.
You're talking about quiche?
It was crepes.
Wrong was thing. Yeah.
You wouldn't stop talking about it. You were just about it.
Yeah.
I guess, man.
$8 crepes!
Fucking amazing!
Alright.
It's gonna jot down $8 crepes.
So, a bunch
exclamation
of
exclamation point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dan, see, it's on you, man.
Eat about some immigrants eating some crepes, son.
French
they
immigrants.
They love it. Oh, these Mexican dudes have never seen crepes before in their entire life, and they're all about it.
They're like pancakes, but. Flatter!
Right. With fruit in them, they're delicious.
Oof. You guys live like kings. Eating grapes all willy-nilly? I've eaten rice and beans literally every day I can remember.
The actual movie, I definitely want to read this one because this sounds like a terrible movie. It's a pizza delivery guy who turns into a stand-up comedian after he swallows a tiny alien by mistake.
It's like the Dan Cook story.
That was definitely like back in the 80s when they were doing the Breakfast of Champions run with Wheaties. And
Breakfast
like,
of Aliens, the Carlos Mencia story.
Did the alien steal all his material or something? Like...
Who do you think did all the stealing?
Yeah.
Do-do-do! That was the alien's name.
No, yeah, you're like, do-do-do-do, right? It's like, do-do-do-do!
He wasn't making a retard noise. He was just summoning his alien.
They never answered back, like, keep him!
Calling the mothership.
Fucking sucks.
What happened to that guy, man? He, like, fell off the planet.
Joe Rogan
people
really stepped up to
Joe
him.
Rogan.
And that was the end of him.
Ned Mencia.
Well, to be fair, man, like, even if you're wrong against Joe Rogan, I gotta fuck you up.
I would have sucker punched Joe.
Oh, fuck
Joe Rogan. I would hit Joe with my fucking mic. I'm like, what?
All right, just to be fair.
No, just
no matter what we talk about, you're like, oh, I'd kick its ass.
I didn't say kick its ass.
You talked like a while back about like pit bulls. You're like, oh, I'd fight three pit bulls and just
fucking punch them. That's Ken.
No,
that was you.
I just
said they were fighting three pit bulls?
It was a random weird
thing. Oh, we got into a weird jag about like who would win.
Time out. You think that I can't sucker punch Joe Rogan?
No, I'm just every time anyone there's you fighting something,
I'm
saying, like you're always on top.
No, I think Brian could sucker punch Joe Rogan. I think the aftermath of that would not be pretty for Brian.
No, because I sucker punch.
Sucker punch is a sucker punch.
Yeah,
man.
Dude, I'm a bit.
Yeah, but then he turns around like the Terminator.
No, sucker punches.
Nah, you jaw tap it, dude. You jaw tap it, dude. He's going
sucker
down.
Sucker punches are devastating.
That's what I'm talking about. He's never.
He's never gonna lose in his own head.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is he a killer? Is he actually fighting people in the UFC? Or is he just
he's got black belts and shit, man. Yeah.
Who cares? He gets sucker
that
punched.
Doesn't matter.
He still
man.
Gets jaw tap.
You can still sucker punch Mayweather, and it's still a sucker punch out of nowhere.
You sucker punch Mayweather. I'd rather not.
Do you guys assume he trains his head to be harder than the rest of ours?
Of all the people in the world,
I think you guys
he's
are grossly
have a hard head.
Overestimating the power of your sucker punches.
Yeah. No.
What
I think you guys
about?
Are underestimating the power of a sucker punch.
Dude, first of all, I'd rather sucker punch Mayweather because if I don't knock him out, what's he going to beat me into decision? Like, I don't
right.
care.
Like, he's just going to block me out of the bar.
I don't care about that. Joe Rogan, I feel that like if I just got him, like, if I sucker punched him, he would definitely get knocked out.
A sucker punch is devastating anyway.
Just
jaw tap
him,
dude? We're all men here. We're all over 200-pound men.
Yeah.
A sucker punch is devastating. You guys...
I'm not over
200 pounds. Look, if me and you threw a sucker punch...
I would fucking rock dude.
That's what I'm saying. If Carlos Mencia sucker punched him, there's no way Joe Rogan could do the UFC thing anymore. He'd be dead for him. He'd be like, I'm Joe Rogan... Yeah, that happened. Yeah, I did get knocked out by Carlos Mencia, even though he's just a fucking chubby little German dude. I quit. I'm sorry. I can't do this no more.
Where the fuck were we, by the way?
Yeah, Carlos.
Well, that's what he said. I don't know. That's what Joe Rogan said. He came up and was like, you're fucking
that fucked
jerk.
Up from the
soccer He's not really. He's like half Mexican, half German.
All
right,
so.
But he did the whole Mexican thing.
Yeah. I think we're doing the alien thing, right?
Oh, Breakfast of Aliens. The only one I remember is Brian's. So he gets the point.
Yeah, I thought Breakfast Club was the best one.
It was nice, yeah.
It's the only one of those movies I would actually watch. No offense, Lou, to your shit-eating Mexican family.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Mexican family that eats duty.
I didn't say they eat duty. I said they went hungry.
For real, I'd like to throw this out there. After this episode, I guarantee if there was 2 hours of Mexican dudes just fawning over crepes, Pete would watch.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mexican fights.
I kind of want crepes now.
They're good now.
I kind of want you to experience a sucker punch.
Yo, I was about to say, I'm going to lay out Pete later. Like, yeah, Pete, you want another Pete?
Because you'll retract your statements like, yeah, Joe Rogan got fucked up by sucker punch.
Sucker punches.
You sucker punching a lot of people?
I don't. I'm not.
Is
a
that
dick.
Your fighting style?
Yeah. If I had one, that would be the one.
Yeah, that's the most effective fighting style.
Would you rather be a great fighter or a great sucker puncher?
Right, right. I'd be terrified if some guy walked in and he was like, "Hey, here comes Boxing Brian," or if someone was like, "Yo, here comes Sucker Punch Cats." You'd be like, "Damn."
Let me sucker punch him first.
Like, yo, shake
you
your
got
hand.
The heads up.
Yeah. You'd be like, "No, no, no, no." All right,
let's finish this game off. Final question: in Zagreb, Yugoslavia. It is against the law to teach anyone what, Lou?
How to use a computer.
How to use a computer.
Yeah, they've only got one in the whole village. I'm going to burn that shit out watching porn.
In Zagreb, Yugoslavia, it is against the law to teach anyone...
to properly wrap a babushka?
What is a babushka?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
They use that shit.
It's some like Eastern European thing, man. It's a big deal over there.
It's like a scarf that you wrap into a hoodie.
Mm-hmm. And Brian, in Zagreb,
It
is against the law to teach anyone
anything about what we do in America because they would revolt. What time?
Nice high five.
Bah! America. Wait. Porno? What?
You can punch someone before they look?
Sucker punch?
You don't have to step up like man?
In Yugoslavia, you fight man to man.
You don't have to fight like actual respectable adult?
People wear leather instead of boiling it?
I don't even know what Yugoslavian make fun of.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. They stay where they are.
The correct answer is against the law to teach anyone to boogie woogie.
What?
Oh, for real? That's like in the charter.
It's in the charter.
It's like
it's in their constitution.
Like I said, don't teach him anything about America's freedoms.
It's the fucking little town from Footloose.
I feel that Brian gets an accurate.
Well, I don't know what a babushka is. And
I feel Brian gets an accurate.
If we just dropped DVDs of the top 10 highlights from this year, the country would burn down.
All right. Brian gives us a point. So that's game. In third place, we got Dan with 2 points.
I wasn't feeling it.
Boom.
Boom.
Leading up, close second is Lou with 3.
Boom.
And it was a tight race there. It was until Brian, in the last couple questions, you got 5.
Whoa! You could use the Giant Shock thing you never ever used in the A Squad. Right?
Probably deleted that shit.
He never made one.
He never even made one.
If I win, he would just cut it out. Like 2 times.
You never won.
I won a couple times, but.
No?
I don't remember winning. So why don't we take a quick commercial break? And when we come back, we'll play Dan's game.
Yeah, I'm into it.
And finish up with some stupid people.
All right.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
Mischief. Mayhem.
Yeehaw, motherfucker! Ah! position.
Anal.
Here's a money shot from the Force.
Thanks for adding to the show, guys. It goes great.
I love when the show gets derailed and there's awkward silence. That's the best part.
Expect the impossible.
I thought we'd defend incest. They're ugly and no one else wants to fuck them, so why not let their brother fuck them?
See, I don't recommend getting hookers from the dollar store because they don't really have teeth anymore.
Even better.
One obsessed host.
In my opinion, it's once a week for an hour and a half, and you just sit down and just fucking not be ADD for 2 seconds.
A star.
Luke, is it a wicked inch, though?
Is it a wicked... I mean, you put 300 pounds behind a thumbtack, you're still going to do some fucking damage.
A pothead.
I like to smoke pot.
And a guy that asks too many fucking questions.
If you guys just answer the questions, then it's not a big deal. Just answer the question.
Or you could just shut up.
Or you could just answer the question.
Only Sin City itself could bring you a show that tips the scale of our PC pussy world the other direction. Bold and belligerent. Listen on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever else you listen to shit.
And this is Damian Cross, the host of The Offensive Line.
If you're not listening to the podcast, this is what you're missing.
We're going to go over our weeks first. Who's got an interesting week?
Okay, well, I can start it off by saying that me and Zach had a wonderful, interesting week.
He fucking Bill Cosby'd me.
I did not Bill Cosby, you son of a bitch. Okay, so this is the deal. So every time Zach hangs out with me, he passes out fucking drunk. And then it's supposed to be my fault.
It's
so.
Only when I hang out with you. So no. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and blame you.
Okay, so like, I'm driving him off to work and everything. Everything like that is like, that never happens to me. He always tells me that. It's like, I never get that way. I'm like, okay, fine. If you're drunk, you're just a fucking drunk. I don't care, dude. You know, you're still a good co-host and friend.
It's you, man. I swear, dude. That's like, yeah, I drink, but I never, like, I mean, back in the day, yeah, but, like, you know, lately, and, like, this whole year, like, I don't get like that anymore.
I know what it is. It's roofies.
Yeah.
So why not? So you're not going to even take my side on this?
No, you like the tougher guys. That's why you like Zach.
How
you don't
dare
like
you?
Me.
You like the ruggedness.
Yeah.
Because so, I notice you only hang out with me when I have a beard.
Whatever. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and go to our website at utterlyoffensive.com.
All right, we heard from our good friends at Bold and Belligerent Podcast. Bunch of crazy motherfuckers over there. And The Offensive Line. They had a really good show last week. I was listening to it.
Bunch of all right motherfuckers.
Actually, I listen to them every week. Like, they're consistently good every week.
I can't fucking wait to hear Black Man's song submission.
You remember his promo from last week?
Yeah.
Where it was, he's got
I
one.
I like his promo, the best of all the promos, I think.
Oh, awesome.
You guys have heard them?
Oh, yeah.
Not the promos, but the songs? The actual songs?
Lou's got them all.
I'm talking about the promos.
Yeah, but yeah, he had a really good promo.
The promo was legit. I heard it last week.
And he's got a song that has a similar kind of feel about it.
He's got the voice for it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm picturing some like soulful shit.
How many submissions are we expecting for this?
We got at least 5 of our pod friends who said, yeah, we'll definitely put something together.
I was thinking for that show, we'll have Greg from Psycho Enhancer and Daniela from whatever band she's in now. And we'll get some actual musicians' take on our submissions.
I just want to say Greg validated my beatboxing mouth music abilities.
What's the contest again, to remind everybody?
It's basically...
remind you?
You heard our theme.
I don't know
for,
the contest.
If anyone's ever seen the Boondock Saints 2, when Greg said you beatbox good, it was like when that little Mexican guy had the like his like uncle grabbed his hand and like he started tearing up.
Yeah.
He's like Lou's like
yeah.
I knew it.
Validation.
Somebody said I'm good. Yeah. I know it.
So the contest is basically y'all heard the theme for Balderdash, which Pete has named Retard Party. And it fits. It absolutely fits. So I was like, oh, God, I'm filled with so much regret.
Retard Party's great.
Let's do a contest where...
I want it as a ringtone.
Other podcasters, even listeners, can get in on it. They make us a new theme song. It can be anything. It can be short, long, can make a fucking ballad. I don't give a fuck.
Sorry. Wait, one more. Fuck, I think I lost. All right.
Keep that in.
And then basically, we're going to give out prizes to the best one. And that will maintain as our new theme song. You should get in on that, Dan. Mm-hmm. You made a couple good theme songs in your...
Yeah,
in your
you're,
day?
You're awesome at theme song.
Should I play it again? Is that what you guys want?
No. I'm talking about the for Boulder Dash.
Yeah, no.
You know you'll win if you just play the Max Barracuda theme.
I know. I
should. I'm sorry. This is a majority vote.
Well, you know, locking down certain votes.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So, Dan, you prepared some kind of game for us.
Well, here's the thing, man. This week, Brian and I were working on this dating game, and I decided it's not going to be hot. With no ladies in the room. So,
well, I'll walk out and Brianna could come in if you need.
I'd rather not that happen.
Yuck.
It's a large, hairy woman. So,
here's the reason I'm
so psyched to go on my date for Pop-Tarts and going to your houses.
So, here's the reason I'm here.
You don't get Pop-Tarts on the first date.
You get the toaster sweetles, bitch. We shared the Pop-Tarts on the first date.
You get the toaster.
I had to pull out to get the whole pack.
No, you get
the toaster strudel.
And a cold Hot Pocket.
Lou gets double icing, and you're going sans icing. Because you got to balance out the box.
You haven't earned that icing.
Yo, baby, you want to share some fruit by the foot and watch Netflix?
Lou's got some icing for you if you need.
Am I in middle school? No.
All right. So back in the A Squad days, we used to introduce ourselves a little bit. Remember, we used to say something about ourselves.
Did we do that?
Yeah, we did. We connected to the listeners. We said where we were about, the systems and whatnot.
Oh yeah, that thing.
I feel that's why we were the highest rated show on Painted Black Network.
Or it could have been your amazing co-host.
Brian, thank you.
Brian, I got to give it up for Brian, Victor Belmont, and Danny.
And and Mr. Great. Fifth Banana Peeper.
They were great.
The guy who won the quiz every week.
Yeah.
That was all I had.
It was the staple of the show.
So
I couldn't wait for you to fucking dominate the quiz every week.
It was the only segment that stuck around, bitch.
You guys know what I'm saying, though? They got to identify with you guys as people. So I got a couple cookie questions for you right now, and then they're going to get a little harder.
What is a cookie question?
Don't think too hard.
Okay.
You know? I'm just throwing a little cookie wookie. All right? They're going to get harder later.
Did you say something about ookie cookie? You sick fuck?
I'm going to throw a little ookie cookie. Ookie cookie. All
right? Lou's lucky for the first time he's a two-pump chump.
Yeah. All right, so in order for these people to fall in love, you guys got to make these people fall in love with you. Mm-hmm. First off, where are you from?
Where am I from?
Right. The streets.
I'm from the heart of America, man.
Yeah?
Just, yeah, man.
No, you're not.
Yeah, the heart of America, Long Island.
The bread basket?
Right. All right, man.
I'm actually going to turn around. I'm from the richest neighborhood in Long Island, man, but I cheat my friends.
He's going for the heel.
Well, I told you, I'm not a baby face. I'm just not. I'm from Long Island, Dixie's Long Island. If you don't know what that is, that's the richest neighborhood you've never been in.
It's spelled D-I-C-K. Mm-hmm.
You don't have the password to the gated community.
Mm-mm-mm. Or the key, or the looks.
All right. Pete.
He does have those long locks.
Don't turn this into a thing like Brian did.
I'm just a working class guy from Melville, Long Island.
Poor.
Bordering that rich ass area that he was from.
All right.
On the literal border for the lawn.
And actually, I was more middle class, and now we're about to take the step down to the next financial level.
Oh my god!
I was going to say, you brought out the poor
upper
thing.
Middle
too early. Yeah, wherever the poor place was, that's where I lived.
That's it.
I started from the bottom.
Yeah, I'm still at the bottom.
For the first
start at the bottom, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Start at the
bottom. For the first
whole crew's with me.
For the first 10 years of Lou's life, he had wood chips as a bed.
Pretty much.
You're like right. Jesus.
And his friends were jealous.
He also had a bunch of empty toilet paper rolls.
Alright, we're gonna try and get into the psychological aspect. So right. Favorite movie. Hurry up.
My favorite movie?
Right.
You know what? Aliens. Man, that shit kicked ass.
Yeah.
Good answer.
That's a complicated question for me.
Yeah, I know. Just the first one that...
Top of head.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a Star Wars guy.
All right.
Which one?
Oh, I keep them all grouped together.
Because I'm not saying the Alien trilogy. Just that one James Cameron.
Empire Strikes Back.
Lou, what are we doing?
man. I want to say something that meant, like, it had some meaning behind it, but probably Pacific Rim, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Of all time?
It's just too cool.
That's a good. They got a sequel coming.
Even though it's its own story, it's very nostalgic to, like, Voltron days.
And there's another
one. Man. See, that's what I'm saying. It's revealing a little something about you. Mm-hmm. Other people can identify. Maybe.
I fucking love that movie. So.
Plus, you know, I like the kaiju movies.
All right, there you go, man. Hell yeah. There you go. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Favorite fandom, which is a big one.
Fandom.
Fandom.
You mean
fandom.
Like which group of fans is our favorite, or what?
Well, you know, like the Harry Potter fandom, or
like which do you belong to?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Horror genre.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
All right.
Like if I have to.
That's why we do horror comedy.
Yeah. I just anything horror just like gets me going.
Okay. Right. Favorite horror.
Favorite horror series or what?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Series, I would have to say, fuck zombies because they got played. Fuck vampires because they're played. But I'd say Evil Dead because they're consistently good and they never did a bad one.
Can't wait for that show.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
All right. Pete, favorite fandom?
I'm bordering between like, all right, favorite thing I fan over is like Marvel. I'm a Marvel zombie. All
right.
Favorite fan group, like other fans I like to talk to, is actually like Harry Potter people. Like
they're a supportive group.
They're a very supportive group. Group.
What house would you be?
I'm a Ravenclaw.
Right. You're like a Tiddlypuff, right?
Yeah, I am a Tiddlypuff.
That just sounds like wizards rubbing their nipples and shit.
I'm running down Tiddlypuff.
No, but seriously, what were you, a Gryffindor?
Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff.
It's the only one that said fucking said. So that's the only fandom, but don't make me get me started on that. Like, what fucking stupid fuck was like... Like, I understand Slytherin being slightly racist and being like, all right, we should only do purebloods. But what stupid
Brian's
bastard...
a Slytherin.
Right. What stupid
bastard...
He's
got bastard the black hair.
Is Gryffindor. He's like, I think we should only teach particularly brave people.
Yeah. I'm a hero.
Alan Rickman had a new class idiot. For goose-stepping, bro. Yeah. And he was just like, And we march like this,
Mr. Potter.
They're Nazis.
We don't bend the knee.
Right. Slytherins are Nazis. Blue, what are we doing? Favorite fandom?
100% Kung Fu.
Yes, baby.
Yeah. All right.
Ooh.
See, best people are getting into
neck.
Your psyches now. Yeah. All right, so
Lewis showed me more bad Kung Fu movies than anyone ever. They're and by wonderful. Bad Kung Fu movies, I mean great Kung Fu movies.
Right. So we're gonna get into it now. Mm-hmm. Now, what is your main love of life? In other words, fill in the blank. If there's a blank in it for me, I'm in.
Oh, we're talking reward?
Yeah. Lou, you'll go last. Don't worry about it.
All right.
If there's a night, chill, my boys is just chill, like getting drunk. That's what's in for me.
All right.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Lou's waiting for the pendulum to drop.
You better come quick with the answer.
I would go steak dinner.
If there's a steak dinner in it. For you, you're in.
Yeah. I would have thought Pete was a whiskey guy.
Like, well, that's all part one. Of it. Steak dinner, whiskey.
Oh, the whole ensemble.
Right. Maybe some garlic mashed potatoes.
Lou, real fast, what's your answer?
There's a cock. Wait for me. I'm in.
Precisely. Cox. I mean, didn't even think to say that.
Exactly.
That's why he had to hook up his phone. Just to play that shit.
Okay. All right. I like it.
I will say...
Oh, you got a second one?
Yeah.
Cox and what?
Pizza.
Cox and pizza.
Together?
Yeah.
You know they got porno side with that.
It's like, who
would you like portobello sausage? Mushrooms? Like, not those mushrooms.
just the ones.
Just dicks.
But yeah, I can eat pizza all day. Like, I'll eat one thing and like have a small portion, be fine. I eat pizza. I eat well beyond full, and nice. Just to the point where I'm sick.
Okay. Well, this is where it gets fun. Yeah. So, Brian, name one thing that they might not know about you.
I detest them.
The fans?
The fans? Those are these two.
No.
No, we knew that.
No, name one thing the fans might not know about you.
Shoved a Funko Pop up his asshole.
I'm actually not. They know that.
It was sloth. Right,
look, can I just say one thing? Brian, you have been saying that to cool off, you'd shove an Astro Pop up your ass. Yeah, Astro Pop is a lollipop. It's not a popsicle.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is.
It's that cone-shaped lollipop.
I always thought about that. the red, white, and blue popsicle.
No, yeah. That's a firecracker.
No,
Brian's just shoving.
You had the bootleg. No, first of all, I want to get right now asshole. That Dan had the bootleg ice cream guy. Because it was an Astro Pop.
Somebody
to me.
Look up Astro Pop right now. Brian, but first of all, Astro Pop.
There's four people.
Christmas
how many
tree
people?
Shaped lukewarm lollipops.
For I'm me, looking it up. I'm looking it up.
Astro Pop is the comet.
Yeah,
ice
the
cream.
Red, white, and blue.
No, that is a firecracker, my friends.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell from the picture.
It's a regular lollipop. There's no popsicle stick.
It actually. It's hard to. What do you think?
It's a lollipop. It's a giant lollipop.
That
I didn't
is
know that was
not
called
an
Astro Pop.
You're in,
no,
that,
I googled
that's
Astro
it.
Pop.
You're impaling your asshole.
We're talking about this. The rock.
You're talking a rocket pop.
Rocket pop. Yeah.
Well, my ice cream guy when I was a kid had the Astro Pop. Same thing as Lou. You know the Astro Pop.
Yeah, I think it must have been a Huntington thing.
No.
Cause, yeah, because it was labeled as Astro.
Dan
sorry,
grew
man,
up in Delaware.
That didn't happen.
Dan grew up in Delaware where smiles came
but
cheap.
Every time-
apparently, you can freeze an Astro Pop because when you Google it, like the second answer is Astro Pop frozen.
Well, look up that.
I did, and that's what I get here.
Just a frozen lollipop?
Also known as a...
That's no.
That's what you're thinking.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Also known as a bomb pop.
Frozen Astro Pop.
That's what I'm thinking
or
of.
Or a firecracker. That's what
you look and your goddamn Delaware ice creams are just all mixed up.
You know what? If
I mean,
you hit,
can freeze anything, I can freeze gummy
look,
bears. And
if
show
you
them
do,
breasts,
if you search,
I guess they would cool you off.
It's a suppository of internal cooling.
Right,
if you search Astro Popsicle, it comes up.
All right, but let's forget the.
Is that
topic.
What he's been saying, Astro Popsicle? No, or Astro
do I have
popsicle?
To?
He's been saying pop.
Do I have to go popsicle to everything I do?
He's saying cooling to the core, so it's understood.
Yeah, it's not the lie, Bob.
And he also had this to say.
Well, yeah, I'd eat it with my butthole. I would. Like
that's
I've
the
been,
whole
like
idea.
I've been saying for months. So, Dan, what was the question to me?
Name something that people might not know about.
I'm actually,
but would actually be impressive.
I'm actually not racist at all. Like, I come off as super racist, but I'm not.
I know you're not. I know.
Like, I have no qualms with any race, creed, or sexual orientation.
Nice. All right. Pete, name something that people might not know about you.
I go ham on a dick.
Zip flop, Pete. Like, let's go.
Lou.
I actually can't think of one. So
well, you did. You said you could go ham on a dick.
That's your quote.
That's not my quote. That's, you said it.
We named that episode after you.
You just said that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I spoke it through the cell phone. That's right.
That's
hold
right.
on. Let me put the cell phone back to my face. Go.
I go ham on a dick.
How about
that's it? Not me.
Pete, I mean, do you want to rethink it at all?
Here we go.
A huge stone pillar of a cock.
Oh, no. I had that one, too.
Here's my favorite. A huge stone pillar of a cock.
Oh, my God.
Sucked on it like a dick.
Pete, where are you going to put all these things?
In the butthole.
What?
Just getting gay with Pete,
two are so sympathetic. You say you said some scandalous shit, man.
All right, so Pete, what's something that you don't know or that they don't know about?
Apparently I'm a big fan of dick. I don't know.
No, they don't know. We just went on for like a half an hour about how you do.
I guess that I'm not gay.
Oh yeah?
Yeah,
I wouldn't have guessed that
from all the sound bites.
Right.
In the butthole.
Lou, what you got?
Oh man, something I don't know about me. Oh, well they know I'm a hater. That's number one.
Yeah,
and a stoolie.
Yeah, yeah. That's you're right true. There with me though.
Incredibly frugal.
Am I?
Yeah. Oh yeah, right. There's two pigeons in that cage.
Incredibly frugal.
Singing, yes.
Are you frugal?
Well, they know I'm a cheap
yeah,
as fuck.
You're pretty cheap.
That's why your favorite bird's a pigeon. Not pigeon.
You know what? I think...
Canary.
Lou's going to be sitting at home, and he's just going to have see Courtney with the headphones on. Nodding.
There's...
just nodding. Yeah, cheap.
Yeah, I think my favorite thing is sleep. I love sleep.
Or ratting on people.
Yeah.
Ratting on people.
You rarely don't wear pajamas. But
I have my best night's sleep when I snitch on somebody. Right.
And you know they're in prison. They're like, ain't getting out for a while.
Ooh, I
just be like,
I can sleep tight till March 19th.
Yeah.
He did it.
It was him.
I saw him.
Yeah. Why am I fucking Michael Jackson all of a sudden?
To sleep voice.
Because that's the funny voice to put to it.
Fair enough.
If you're going to snitch, it's got to be like a high voice.
Yeah. All right, so everyone's...
He did it. Like,
everybody's gotten into your head so far, but let's see what persona you guys throw out in the world and everything. You're at a bar.
Yeah.
What do you say to a lady you like? You see a lady across the room, you walk up, you drop this.
Come on move.
Mm-hmm.
Poke in the whiskers.
We got it.
All right. Bring a Danny DeVito sound clip. That's cool.
What do I say to a lady?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. They come to me.
Oh, is that what happened?
If I can interfere. He's like, I'm an artist. I'm so dark and mysterious. Blah, blah.
Actually, that does work.
I know.
An artist, and I'm straight. It works.
And then they get back to his apartment. They're like, second thoughts. And they're like, I've committed.
Too late.
You know, I was actually going to bring that up. In the beginning, when you were talking about my sound clip, and you were like, oh, man, that's the most self-indulgent. I was like, you have never heard yourself describe your job to a woman in a bar.
That's true. I can't even argue with that.
Lou. Jeez. How'd you woo Courtney?
It wasn't at the bar.
Please!
It was not at the bars. It was like, you want to go half on apps? Like,
that wasn't really the question, though. What's the smooth line at the bar?
Oh,
I got a half off coupon.
I got a smooth line bar.
I can.
Oh, that is nice. That is nice.
Played the wrong clip.
You want to make some motherfucking money?
You know what? Like, I was notoriously bad at the smooth line.
You?
Pete can attest to, like,
yes, no.
Like, me getting wasted beyond, like, you know, coming back and just being like, bitch, Dracula called, and he said he's coming over. And
that,
like,
was actually his, no exaggeration.
What? Yes.
That was his pickup line.
What? She can't even, like, I was pretend like, that you were, like, quippy. Like,
blackout drunk.
You walk up to the room and say, Dracula called, and he says he's coming.
Were you just hitting a lot of chicks up with that, or just like...
I don't know.
Anybody who would listen...
You gotta pepper that.
I'm really interested in
that
chick.
You gotta see what grows.
But you know what the thing was, like, back in my dating days, I found that I was a lot more successful when I was on the brink of blackout. And so a lot of times I went over that. And stupid shit like that happened.
Right. I can attest to that.
Yeah.
I saw that a lot.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Brian.
Yes.
What is the most homoerotic sentence you've come out with?
That I could come out with? What do you mean? Like, I've ever said, or
just
I could come
it.
Out?
No, say it right now.
You
know what?
Show us what that butt's about.
Wait, you want to answer again?
No, I love your limp spotted fucking limp dick. That's not gay.
I love your limp dick.
Liver spotted little limp dick.
No, that's just very, very, like, observant, you know? That's not gay. Who can call that gay? Stop it. What was the question? I guess to say the gayest thing ever?
Yeah, just say the gayest thing you
can think. Dan, I love the French kiss your asshole.
Alright.
Do we have to do mine? We just played the sound bites.
I think this is fucking... Is it him just trying to get sound bites?
I think so, too. Yeah. He's got the new show he's working on. This right. is just all, this is all attack.
Whatever I just said is probably the intro to the new show.
Yeah.
It's probably that stone pillar thing.
What stone pillar thing?
No, not it the gayest thing you said. No, what you could say.
Like, could say?
Gayest thing you think of.
Fucking... Play the thing.
I don't have it.
I don't remember
call
the exact word.
How I like it.
What was that?
All right, let me try this one.
My vagina demanded it.
Let's go with that.
Your vagina's demanding shit. The place
Pete's got a fucking aggressive vagina.
It's like a Sarlacc pit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Lou, what's the gayest
thing? A lot of bodily noises just happened. Right
gayest
there.
Thing I can think of. Oh, to man. Say. I don't know. I'm going to tongue punch that turd cutter.
but that can be. That's J-Boo line. That's.
Oh, well, Jay Booty did you line. Say something like that?
I just said I tongue punch. I French kiss his asshole. Which is the same thing.
Basically, Dan's asking you to say something to him sexually aggressive.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tell Dan that you would like to blow up his cock like a circus balloon.
I don't know.
That win.
Something, I don't know. Dick sucking noise, you know? That's the noise. Exactly. I like the one where, like.
I can't believe I got you guys to do that.
Make a song out of that whole thing.
It's just like a
dick sucking sound, like the remix.
Best, yeah. It's going to be like more or less the best of like cats saying gay shit. Like,
you do make.
You're the only one who took it serious, and I appreciate that.
Well, that's the game, right? We're trying to fucking go.
I tried to give you one, but I didn't realize.
You had a fucking preface a lot from that. Like, yeah. I'm not gay, but if I was, this might what I. All right, so what's up next, man?
You got me all cautious because I realized how many really gay sound clips there are.
Yeah, but those are natural clips. Like, right. It's not even like we're trying to say gay shit.
There are a lot of gay sound clips of Pete.
Oh, bumblebees are attacking people in Britain. I'd go ham on a dick. Like,
Pete, what's your favorite gay quote about yourself?
Here's my favorite. A huge stone pillar of a cock.
Right. You son of a bitch.
Well, at least he had that in the context that was in, like you were saying that about yourself.
God damn, I hate reading the
news. Is there any more questions?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
All right.
This one's for you guys to decide yourself. Rank yourselves. You can't vote for yourself, by the way. You have to vote for other people. Mm-hmm. Best to worst lover in the room. Brian, go. Best.
Just not these two.
Can't, nope. Not happening. Dan. Peter Lou. Peter Dan. Lou. Peter Lou.
I want to say Pete.
Pete.
Best?
Yeah.
Well, Lou's been married a while, and Brian's girlfriend openly complains to me, so I'm going to go me.
No, can't vote for yourself.
Damn.
Can't
Lou.
Vote for yourself, homie. Lou, all right.
Make it a three-way tie, Lou.
Lou.
I was going to say Pete.
Were you?
But I kind of got the feeling that he would just be like American Psycho, like looking at himself the whole time.
That does happen.
So I'm going to go with Brian.
He's like undercover gay.
As long as he's not drunk off his ass, Brian, I think, would.
So never him. Brian, then.
Yeah. So Brian's a crappy lover.
Okay, then it is Pete.
I'm fine with it.
I tried to give you a point, but they were like, no. Nope.
We gotta go with worse then. Worse.
Worst lover?
Out of these two.
Pete.
Again, his girlfriend openly complains to me. Brian.
All right. Lou?
Yo, Pete, Lou. There's only so many times that you could bang in you know, a basement apartment. So.
We're not talking about atmosphere. We're talking about moves.
So many times you can bang.
Girls love
blackout,
setting,
drunk,
man.
300 pounds and sweaty.
I don't get sweaty, man. I blow.
You're sweaty right now. You're glistening,
I'm
motherfucker.
Not glistening. Yo, I blow way before
shiny.
I get sweaty. Stop it.
You're not even wearing sleeves. You're shiny.
Not sure, faggot.
So there we go. Back him into a corner.
It's hot as fuck in here. How are you buttoned all the way up?
Yeah.
Fucking sleeves rolled up. Comfortable. Right. I'm very svelte.
Svelte.
I breathe.
All right. I want to say,
you look like you're about to go to an Ellen audition, bro.
I came here from work.
What do you work as an Ellen fucking stunt double? Stop it.
It's just not a pantsuit, sir.
She don't wear pantsuits. She wears like those kind of shirts and jeans.
I think she's. I think you're
a button down.
Yeah. I think she does a lot of pantsuits.
We demonize button down shirts.
It's just a very Ellen thing to do.
They got sleeves.
Not demonizing, but she is known for, you know.
Button-down shirts?
Being a lesbian?
Just like your outfit. I'm not trying to knock you.
Ellen is pretty much
motherfucker, you worn that same t-shirt for four podcasts in a row.
Yes.
And yo, the tide has turned on you, Lou.
We seriously doubt that there's been a change between.
You're trying to, like, say you're not Ellen-like, but.
I mean, all you're really missing now are the Chuck Taylors.
Yeah.
And a show.
And a show.
And a dance moves.
Popularity.
And a successful career.
Yeah.
Hair.
And Anne Heche.
Yeah.
She
lost Anne Heche.
I have no idea. Who cares? A Portia de Rossi, bitch. What?
Right. The Arrested Development
that would be nice.
Broad. I don't know why I know her, like, sexual, like, partners like that.
Well, it's the Arrested Development chick, right?
True. Yes.
I would say Ellen Page more. Would be Bird style. Right? No?
It's like, she's in a lot of movies.
Juno?
It's like, She's in a lot of movies, but could you really name them all? Like,
right.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
My bad. All right. So what's going on?
Where were we?
Yeah, what the fuck is the question?
This game is supposed to make us all turn on each other.
Worst lover. Who's up? Pete?
Well, Pete said me. It's really Lou gets to choose the winner.
All right. The worst lover.
Why can't Lou go first in these questions?
I'm going to say, sorry, Pete. It's got to be you. Not because of your performance, but you're probably like, you know.
I'm so awesome.
Let's make love next to the the novel of, what's his name from The Talking Dead?
Oh, yeah.
Let's make love Hardwick next to the Chris Hardwick poster.
Right. Above my mentor. No one wants to get plowed by a guy with a Chris Hardwick ab tattoo.
Wear this Chris Hardwick mask.
Is that Chris Hardwick? Fucking... Is that Chris Hardwick on that fucking Jenny McCarthy show?
Yeah, what was that show? Singled Out.
Singled Out? That's a Singled Out Hardwick? No!
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Pete.
Pete appreciates comedy, but not the Hardwick thing.
No! I just don't get it!
He's like, you crossed the line, dude.
I seriously just don't even get that one.
Guy's a comedy genius.
I don't even think the dude's funny. I like his podcast.
No one thinks the guy's funny.
No one!
Nobody does.
You told me
he's not even the best guy on his own podcast. No,
clearly not.
Yeah.
You told me he had his
podcast.
That's
why you identify with him.
Yeah!
Dude, I hate having Dan on this fucking thing.
You told me hip his podcast on a. I was on a road trip.
He's like, I am sorry.
Dude, you told me hip a pod, his pod, the Nerdist podcast on the way up to. And I went on a road trip and I started listening to him. I was like, it was an interview with John Lithgow. I was like, gay. And then there was another one. I was like, eh. Then by the third one, I was about to break, throw my iPod out the window, dude. I was like, this is fucking stupid.
All right.
Yeah, this sucks. Was capable of this kind of
thing. This guy's hot and boring.
This is true.
Attack other podcasts. It's fine.
We're not attacking podcasts. We're just attacking Chris Hardwick.
Fine.
That's true.
Look, Pete, calm down. Just calm down.
Because like I love a lot of the big ones. But
yeah, not
like
Chris.
Him and that is a sound clip.
Yeah,
in itself.
Like the big thick,
like veiny ones.
I love the
like,
big
Pendulette. I still listen to. You know, Marc Maron is a good one. Adam Carolla, he's huge.
Adam Carolla's-
You name me all ones I enjoy.
In the pants.
Yeah.
But Chris
like
Hardwick.
Baby's on holding an apple, bro.
I don't think I liked a single thing Chris Hardwick ever did.
Nah, man. He's a fucking character jerk, bro.
You know what? He's like Anne in Arrested Development. Wherever he gets cast in something.
Him?
Or hired. Like, him? Are you sure?
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Are you bringing Yam to the party?
All right, so is that the last question?
Yeah. Hopefully the audience knows you guys a little better. We're going to do the Slam and Dating.
Oh, we got to do Slam and Dating.
That was a fun game, Dan, a.k.a. the Yoko Ono of Painted Black.
We're going to do the dating game soon. We have a surprise guest, too. Everyone's going to love.
It's probably Danielle being the old bitch on the
gonna
show.
Love.
No, there's another one. You'll see when it happens.
We got to work.
It's good. I like the idea.
It's pretty evil.
Stupid people?
Oh, we got a hole in the segment going? I thought we skipped that. All right, I'm good.
We'll make it a bridge.
Stupid people.
All right, we'll just blow through these, call it a night. All right, so first stupid person.
Mm-hmm.
You know I like these. First one is, of course, a selfie gone wrong.
Well, of course.
Happens every week. 21-year-old woman from Moscow tried to take a selfie with a 9mm pistol in the picture. Guess what she did?
She shot herself?
Yep. Story done.
Yeah. It's been a long time since we heard that. But, you know, it's hard to, like, not push the tube at the same time.
The two buttons at once?
Yeah.
You think?
That's what happened, clearly.
I think people need to stop taking selfies because this is, like, week three of selfie death of the week.
That's
like,
what we're going
to
have.
Definitely don't put a gun to your own head.
Selfies are a thing now, man.
Yeah.
There's nothing more I hate than going on my Facebook and seeing somebody's just like, oh, winter's here. And it's just like this.
Shut up, Starks.
Super close at John Snow.
God damn it, Ned.
At Starks.com.
Yeah.
Winter's here, told you so.
Enjoying it at the beach, and it's just a close up of their face.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one. That was good.
I'm going to skip a lot of these.
Yeah, let's just burn through it.
Some of these are no good.
Like what?
Kylie Jenner discovers chemtrails?
Yeah. She is late to the party, man.
That's actually the headline.
That's the thing.
Alex Jones discovered these like 14 years ago. If you believe in him, I'm saying they were there. Like he was like, hey, these are the thing.
Well, the whole story, let me wrap it up, is basically she posted a picture of chemtrails and like, has anyone ever noticed this? Why am I the only one who cares? What are these? Are they killing our babies?
Her father's a she now. That's what.
Yeah.
Her dad's
that's
like,
the least worst thing about her family.
She's got two mommies now.
Which true enough. He's the best one of the group.
He's the respectable member of the family.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Yes, stop. He's got gold medals.
He's an American. No, no. The most respectable one's Kim Kardashian. She fucked on tape.
She got
Thank
sex
you, Kim.
Tape.
Thank
I'm,
you.
I'm pretty
you,
sure Bruce Jenner just went out and bought Pete's shirt.
You know what?
He's not a lesbian. He's a girl.
She also banged Kanye.
No, he claims he still likes women as a woman.
No, Pete likes women. He's
no,
a, he dresses like a
no,
dyke.
Talking about
Bruce
Jenner. Bruce
Jenner
likes dudes.
And Pete both claim to like women.
All right, and take it easy there, you Sopranos extra. Right. Relax on the clothing insults.
No, but they like women.
You're the fat guy in the back of the Bada Bing.
I have my place.
Yes. Yeah. We're doing a high five.
Wow.
You're like the non-connected like Italian.
The one guy who actually had to pay for the stripper. Everyone's like, yeah, she's ours.
All right, Pete, you're so
Brian's
shocked.
Throwing money up.
Pete's like super shocked by his funny comment that he doesn't know what to do with himself.
Oh, I'm just enjoying it.
I never... Ha-ha-ha's for me.
He's high on the...
Let's go for it.
Brian, it's called enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
Not
I mean, you got to be there. A bunch to have it be a normal thing.
I just
for
don't
you.
Like trotting out the same joke every week.
What was that? That you're a lesbian?
But you got button downs.
I don't make fun of you with button downs, so you gotta stop getting off the button down thing. I'm saying you dress like Ellen DeGeneres.
Like I said at the top of the show.
Now he
when Brian's back to the corner, it's shirt humor. It pure is. Shirt humor.
He did call it pretty early.
Do you guys get any shirt humor anymore?
I don't think so.
No, but Pete.
They've been backed in the corner.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Pete does get a lot of
shirt. If you rewind the show, there was a bunch of Pop-Tarts comments your way.
I think those were at Lou.
I thought those were at Lou.
Yeah.
It's both of you, really.
All right. We burned through two of them. Let's do the next one.
Lou, help me out with this one again, because this one was weird to me. U.S. military accidentally mails live anthrax to a commercial lab.
Yeah, that's the story.
I think that headline pretty much sums up the whole thing.
All I really wanted to say was like, whoopsie.
I wonder. I mean, like, it's going to a lab. Like, was it really an accident or was it just mislabeled?
Well, they sent, like, live spores of anthrax to
They could have gotten infected.
They were like,
but what were they trying to send?
They were
the
like
lab?
Jerry Lewis and they're like, oopsie daisy. Anthrax.
Laven.
It fell on the flubber. Bing, 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 bing. And then it was everyone died because it was a bounty, like death ball.
Like MIB.
I wish I had the Hanna Barbera sounds like.
Yabba dabba doo.
Yeah.
Here's a local.
You think your jab's big?
It's a pelican riddled with anthrax.
Oh, this local one is not.
This one's not.
It's not funny.
Funny
at
all.
Let's skip that one.
Okay. Well, then I'm skipping the gun one.
Yeah.
So let's go to the only other one we have.
Yeah.
Which is, hold on. Shoplifter. I like this one. This is the one I was telling you about earlier, that you read the funny story and it goes, and then you get about two paragraphs down and it goes, seriously, this is actually a problem
Terrible.
In this country.
Oh, whatever.
But a Fort Lauderdale, Florida man
Obviously.
Tried to rob a pawn shop in broad daylight by stuffing an assault rifle down his pants. 19-year-old Marlon Paul Alvarez.
He was packing heat, man.
Literally.
Damn, man.
Like a baby's fist holding an AK-47.
It was literally an AK.
It was an
AK. So I'll read you what the judge said, because I enjoyed that. He goes, after a while, this is after the gun down the pants. He goes, after a while, you pulled it out, put it back, then grabbed another assault rifle off another display and put that down your pants.
Work it, let me work it.
Schmer, murder,
and he they caught him as he was limping out of the store with an $850 rifle down the leg of his pants.
Let me tell you,
so he had one really stiff leg.
You want to steal a gun?
I wonder if he go stayed in there with character, like he walked in with a stiff leg. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah, seriously, you know? Commit.
Like, club foot it up.
Or at least show up with ammo. Just load the fucking thing, and they won't give you trouble.
Rob the place with said gun?
Yes.
I guess you could just
you're a criminal mastermind,
you could shove ammo in it and just be like, yeah, I'm taking this guy.
But the guy going in normal and then fucking muzzles coming out of his pant leg, like, it's retarded.
It is pretty dumb. Huh. Hence, stupid people.
Classic Florida.
That's it.
Classic.
All right.
We snipped half that out, because some of those are just brutal.
Oh, yeah. Rapid fire. You know what? Some downers in there.
There were some downers this week.
But it was very local shit.
I want to say we turned on each other more than we've ever have. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah. Yoko, Dan, good to have you.
Dan came in here to really separate the vibe.
I'm like the Michael Vick of podcast. Thank you, guys.
I like to think you're the Ass Ketchum.
I'm the Ass Ketchum.
Yeah.
Ass Ketchum.
The gay Pokemon trainer gay who just fucks everything.
Oh, that's you gotta accurate. Catch them all. In the butt.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get an in the butt, what? Fucking in the drop. Butt.
Yeah. I didn't do that. Hey, he did it like the Tim Curry voice, too.
I'm just a sexy transsexual from Transylvania.
That one, too, please.
Where's the butthole one?
Where's the
we're up to three.
Yeah. It's around the back, bro.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't come with a couple good clips from this, it's going to be a waste.
Oh, know? Definitely.
Absolutely.
All right, so what's at the end here, man? We going to do a little shout-out here?
Close it out. So yeah. Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics, like us on Facebook, check us out on podcastnation.net and Stitcher and YouTube and...
in the butthole.
and the butthole.
I found it.
Delayed. Delayed, but worth it. What else we got, Lou?
We got some of this.
Try to eat that ass. I'm turned on.
Yeah. If you win the contest, Brian's going to eat that ass.
I'm good at it, too.
No.
Yeah, mention the contest again, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so come up with your best theme. I don't give a fuck if you have to beatbox it, you know. Just do whatever you can. You can sing over a fucking ringtone, whatever it takes.
Dude, if you don't mind, are you looking for... funny, or are you looking for like a legit?
Whatever people want to go with.
You know what? Whatever your style is.
Well,
if your style,
vote on it. You know?
If your style is fucking power ballads, do that. Cool, if your style is funny, do that.
We're gonna American Idol this shit.
Very cool.
Yeah, and at the very least, you know, if you're a podcaster, you're gonna get your shit heard by several audiences, not just ours.
Yeah. Come Comic Con in October. We'll be at booth 583 again. Hell same yeah. booth. Apparently there's some Bonkers stuff behind us, so you'll definitely see us. If you want to see our friend Dan, he'll be there definitely on Saturday.
Saturday is my day.
Follow the smell of popcorn. We'll be there.
Actually, that is not necessarily what's going to be.
Oh, I thought we were going to steal their shit.
Well, we should. We should actually get electricity and get a little microwave thing with Pop Secret and just be
like, yes, they were making money like hand over fist.
Whatever the popcorn they charge, just charge like $1 less. Like, yo, yeah. Popcorn, no line, $1 less. Yeah, but you can check us out there, man. We'll all be there. New comics. Pete's doing
Night of Redemption.
Night of Redemption. Kaz is doing
Southern Comfort.
Southern Comfort. You can check out
Lou's. You wrote these things, dude.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You gotta always look forward and move on.
You know what? I'm working pretty hard on making some new prints.
And also, all of our artists will have prints there.
We're going to expand our merchandise like 1,000-fold.
Yes, and we're going to have shot glasses, a lot of cool stuff.
I still want to get our Bear Shark manual out there.
Bear Shark
100%.
Man. Yeah, so it'll be a lot of fun stuff. And then if you come on Saturday, you can meet Dan. He's a dick.
back massages, $10.
You're giving them?
No.
He's receiving
them. Back.
If you want to rub Dan's back, $10.
Right.
Yeah, so...
real business proposition.
Let's get a little...
Lou will have his $10 on
it. You know what? Why don't we...
Donka? Donka?
11. 11.
While we're trying to sell to an Asian person, be like, listen, you don't have to pay money, but we'll let you have a comic if you give a bit of massage for an hour.
Okay, can I... Yeah,
little rubby, little...
Yeah.
Let's put this out.
Little tuggy.
If you're an Asian person and you buy a book and you say you listen to this podcast... I'll give fucking you every drop dead. Fucking book we have for the price of one.
Even better than that, I'll fucking, I would turn to stone.
You'll turn into a pillar Brian of salt. Brian will
turn to stone and you can take the statue home.
Yeah, it's yours. I could be your own personal Goliath, man. I'll turn into fucking flesh by night and, you know, I'll protect your shit.
All right, man. So be ready to do a cool pose.
Yeah,
they're not going to be happy if you're doing some stupid
the
shit.
Frozen gargoyle.
Huh? Yeah.
He's going to be like...
You're doing the Home Alone.
It's all visual jokes, yeah. But you got to be in the room there.
Yeah. He's actually doing the fucking...
He did slanty eyes and making tiny fingers and pointing at your dick.
Yeah. Well, obviously the Asian...
He did the Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees. Look at these.
All right, man. So
me Chinese, me play joke, me pee in your Coke.
Clearly, for a generation, they have.
They do pee in your Coke.
By the way, I will have a Coke can on the table. Walk up, whip your piece out, pee in it, no questions asked, $100 bill in your pocket. That's that. Guaranteed.
Yeah, very specific.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Really. I like it.
You can't really like hate on someone if they do that now.
No, $100 for them.
You're going to pay $100 for guys PB and your Coke?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, shit. That's a fight. That's a sucker punch for me. All right, man. All right. So let's close it up.
Anyway, so Yoko, thanks for joining. Dan, thanks for joining us. Appreciate that very harmful thing you did to our friendships.
Yeah, no problem.
That's fun. Come back when you actually get this whole new thing together and you can start giving out links and stuff.
We are.
And play our ad. Fucking asshole.
Where do you want to play?
We got a great ad, and also I'm coming up with a new one.
Your ad?
Ad, our promo.
I heard your ad.
Play it, fucker.
Where am I going to play it?
On your new show, whenever that comes out.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
I thought you meant your commercial.
This! Anyway.
Stepped off, have a few beers, stretch our legs a little bit.
That's the middle.
Why the fuck would we want you to play that?
I don't know.
All
right.
So
it sounds weird.
Everyone, shut
get
up.
A speech or
like, shut the fuck up. That sounded better than your fucking thing. Your power ballad, like rise like Phoenix.
This is all getting cut.
I'm the one cutting it.
Don't tell him what he can cut. He's the cutter. There's
gonna be a whole bunch of lewd jokes followed by Dan's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Lou smoking.
Exactly.
Alright, so let's finish it up, man.
So for myself and Brian and Lou, close the door behind you. I never had shit, had a heart, got a slit. Might as well rip it out. Got a dream, I ain't giving out. That's what it's all about. All these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Oh fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes to remember me. Send a club into a murder scene. Cause all you do is bleed. It's J6 and it's bitch. Don't remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own dick. Start eyes of Christ on the start. Dies head. Bagel in my heart. Why am I not to feel like I'm